Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, more extremely important news and information, more important pieces of the puzzle will be broken down today here on this worldwide transmission. I am Alex Jones. Your host will be here live for the next 4 hours. It is Wednesday, the 13th day of May, 2009. H1N1 virus manufactured or result of human error. Here's another headline. Tamiflu developer, swine flu may have been released from a lab. And, I mean, every day now I'm seeing top virologists and scientists say this was manufactured. As we reported day one when they described the makeup of the virus. I'm no virologist. I'm no genetic engineer, but I've interviewed enough of them to know that you don't have a completely new genetic line with no history, no pedigree. That'd be like if somebody started showing glow-in-the-dark pink poodles that had three heads, you would say, that was engineered, ladies and gentlemen. There's no pedigree. There's no natural breeding. There's no history of this animal. By the way, I'm not joking. They can genetically engineer three-headed glow-in-the-dark pink poodles. They do have glow-in-the-dark pink poodles. I've seen that in the news for at least 12 years. The big genetic engineering firms have it, and some little retail low-level shops out of Hong Kong and China have it. South Korea's got them. You can actually walk into shops like the movie Blade Runner made in the mid-80s. By the mid-90s, you could walk into shops just like Blade Runner and buy whatever you wanted. But you tell the yuppies that, and they say, look, that doesn't exist. Only American Idol exists. They could do a search in about 5 seconds and find glow-in-the-dark monkeys, glow-in-the-dark poodles that are part jellyfish. But they don't want to believe that. See, we're in Buck Rogers land, ladies and gentlemen. The public just hasn't realized it yet, but the establishment has. They've engineered it. And the stuff we know about is off-the-chart crazy. Can you imagine what we don't know about? They're now rolling out all over mainstream media all the new attack hover drones that will be deployed in America. Nerve gas, machine guns, rockets flying around to police in control of them. I mean, these people mean business. They've been building up to take everything we've got, our private property, our freedom, our liberty, our children, and they've got the paramilitary force ready to carry it out. And they want blood, and they want seconds. They want to plant the flag of the one-eyed New World Order on the American people. We need an image of a pile of skulls with a flag planted at the top of it, with like a ringwraith planting it. That'd be a good T-shirt. Pile of skulls with a flag being planted, or a bunch of New World Order demons hoisting. How about a pile of dead bodies? And David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and the Queen of England and a few others, kind of like an Iwo Jima flag scene, but them raising up the one-eyed flag of the New World Order up above it. Okay, I'm going to take a lot of calls today. 1-800-259-9231. I'll tell you about the guests we got coming up in a moment, but 1-800-259-9231. We're going to have Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson. Both have done big aggregate articles that kind of break down all the mainstream news and analysis. They don't toot our horn, though. You know, if we're not going to do it, nobody will. And we don't toot our horn for ego. We have to toot it to say, look, we were right again. It's kind of like you're sounding out a harbor, a lagoon to bring the big ship in. And we're down there, you know, dropping down a rope with a weight on it, measuring the depth for reefs and rocks. We're going, okay, we got that right. Okay, we're right again. Okay, we're right again. Yeah, this is an engineered virus, as usual. Yeah. I mean, a month and a half before, March 5th, I went on air and said they're going to launch probably a fake flu attack just to drill their takeover. How do I know this? I don't. I study, and then it just comes to me. I mean, it's incredible. I hope people recognize our history. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have a million different important things spinning around in my mind, and I tend to go from one to the next and not flesh out any one aspect. I've been listening to my show as it rebroadcast at night. And I know with all of these earth-shaking events happening, I mean, they've got bills introduced openly to implement what the White House Chief of Staff said, where they put you on a list, no judge, no jury. They don't even tell you you've been put on the list. You just find out when you can't buy a firearm. We've already documented, going back to Bill Clinton and throughout Bush's time, all these veterans and people I know try to go buy a gun, or when they get a divorce, they go ahead and put them on the federal list. During the divorce, they do. Or a lot of times when somebody's having a divorce, the lawyers tell the woman, go ahead and get a restraining order, because that lets you take the house while the divorce is happening, and it looks good in court, and then suddenly you can't buy a gun. Or they're now digitizing all the psychological files, so when you were in high school and you were depressed because you had zits, or your girlfriend broke up with you, or your boyfriend did, you suddenly can't buy a firearm 20 years later. It's all happening. We've known this was going on. And it did come out in 2000 that 86,000 veterans, that was one of the headlines in the news, 86,000 veterans suddenly couldn't own guns because they'd been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder in Korea, Vietnam, or Desert Storm 1. And that's just it. They just say, sorry, you can't get off the list under the NICS FBI instant access background check, which is really a registration. You know, what type of gun you're getting, handgun, rifle, shotgun. But now they just admit that and say, yeah, we're digitizing all the juvenile files. You have a juvenile record? No Second Amendment. This is all being announced. You had a divorce or you had a domestic disturbance, and thank God I don't have one of these, but most people I know do. I mean, neighbors now call the police on you if they hear shouting next door. Oh, my gosh, I better get involved in their business and, you know, call the police. The police get federal grants to take somebody to jail. So they show up and they've been told by their big city departments, you arrest somebody, even if nobody's hit the other person, even if nothing's broken, you go ahead and do it. It's all about getting you in the system. So they've got the bill introduced where without even having a misdemeanor, without even having a psychological designation. And I was looking at numbers in some high schools over a third, but the average is about 20%. But in some high schools over a third, you know, they say, oh, go to your monthly visit with the counselor. The counselor's like, are you depressed? And they have a checklist. Are you depressed? Are you angry? Are you, do you have anxiety? And they go, well, you follow any two of these 10 things on the checklist, you are mentally ill. I'm going to send you to a psychologist I'm recommending, and insurance is going to pay for it. And your parents have got insurance. And then you get your psychological designation and the sitcoms and dramas on TV, you know, stylize it like it's cool. And, you know, it's a status you have. It's like you've won a Congressional Medal of Honor, you know, that you've got a mental illness that they've made up. And, you know, because you're 13 years old, you're supposed to be depressed or upset or have all this energy and, you know, to be figuring things out socially. And you're supposed to be getting in fist fights and having anxiety about, you know, the big bully is going to be waiting for you after school on the walk home. You're supposed to go ahead and not cower and beat the daylights out of the bully, but instead you hide and get fearful and have anxiety attacks. They put you on Prozac or Ritalin or both. So, see, I just said that I always want to go to your calls, and then I just start thinking about all the hypocrisy and all the out-of-control corruption and the mind control that's going on in society. It makes the head spin. Every day or two, I see an article about police called out for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds playing with pink or orange or blue rubber dart guns, you know, that they buy at 7-Eleven that we all begged for as children. And the police come and arrest them, or the police come and shoot them. And it's always the neighbor, you know, well, the gun was bright yellow, but I still thought it was probably illegal. I mean, we're living in a hellish situation. I look at the statistics. Government is a cancer, and the public is the problem. The public has been raised by this thing generation after generation, and now we haven't even begun to go downhill yet. This was just the vanguard or the cutting edge of it. This was the prelude, the hors d'oeuvre. And so I have a bunch of news on that front. Massive attacks on free speech. We're under attack all over the place by the media, CNN, MSNBC, Google, YouTube, banning our videos, shutting them down, announcing no more Google videos, period. As we told you they were gearing up for, now it's been announced. People still don't care. It's happening. They're closing the doors. They're locking it down. They're moving ahead. It's really going on. It's really happening in the United States. So coming up in an hour and 15 minutes from now, we have Paul Joseph Watson coming on to talk about this headline. Story he wrote. And you can link through to all the mainstream news articles that he has linked and the government's own announcements and their own posters. And it shows a neighbor with a boat in the yard on a big poster. And it says, go ahead and report your neighbor if you don't think they have enough money to have a boat or to dress nice or to smoke cigars. So, see, first the Stasi system is tattle on your Muslim neighbor. Are they suspicious? Are they a terrorist? And then it's, oh, by the way, tattle on your neighbor. Did you hear him say something, a racial term? Did you think you said it? Even if you think you might have heard it over the fence, call the police and we'll start surveilling them and we'll pay you. We'll give you recording devices to sit there and record them. This is in the news. And then, by the way, we want you to be neighborhood volunteers to dig through your neighbor's rubbish and make sure they're recycling properly all over Europe and in England. Now it's being implemented here. Everything in Europe is about 2-3 years ahead of us. Well, this time, police encourage citizens to report people who drive nice cars. PrisonPlanet.com. And there's images of the UK police commissioners and others up there, and it says, too much bling. And it shows a guy in a suit with a cigar. And it says, too much bling? Give us a ring. Now, they have big posters up all over England that show an all-seeing eye, and it says, you are all safe under the watchful eye. I mean, they are coming right out and saying all over U.S., British, European news that Big Brother is now good. They're now saying the term Big Brother's helping. In fact, you can search engine the term Big Brother helping, and you'll get tens of thousands of news articles because that's a talking point about Big Brother helping, Big Brother, Big Brother. I mean, it is everywhere. Police encourage citizens to report people who drive nice cars. And they know it's asinine. They've got the Scotland Yard police commissioner up there smiling like it's a big joke. And they're saying, if you criticize immigrants, arrested. If you criticize immigrants outside of England, you can't come to England. But what nobody's pointing out, except Paul Watson, in any article I've seen, is that Jacqueline Smith, Jackie Smith, went on, the Home Secretary of State, we're following EU rules. This is law. It isn't just England that's fallen to tyranny. It's all of Europe. And they're now signing the United States up to the Transatlantic Treaty Agreement that George Bush signed in 2007 to all of this. And it's all in my film, End Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So, H1N1 virus manufactured in a laboratory. More top scientists come out. Tamiflu developers says swine flu may have been released from lab. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is saying 2 billion people are infected with it. It's going to come back in 6 months and kill everybody, basically. But don't worry. Obama is saying they're going to have a triple shot. So now they're going to try to say it's the law. And they've got the news saying we may force you to take it. A new triple flu shot. You know, there are multiple government studies that state that 3 flu shots consecutively doubles your chance of Alzheimer's. And that's why you've got all these people that take their kids to take flu shots every year. By the time they're 20, there are now hundreds of thousands of 20, 21, 22-year-olds who now have what they call Alzheimer's. And they just, the media will have little luncheons and events, and they'll have fundraisers about it, and they'll use all the fundraising money to cover up what's really doing it. And pretty soon everybody will be like, yeah, you get senile when you're 18 now. Yeah, I remember when I was a young man of 15, but now I can't recognize my wife because I'm an old man of 25. These are soft kill, chemical, biological operations, silent weapons for quiet wars. Read the Army's report on it. Being used. You are under, I am under eugenics attack. And folks, you got to pull out of the spell. Mesmerized by American Idol and Survivor or whatever the top TV shows, Dancing with the Stars, and you got to pull out of watching the football game and getting drunk every night with your buddies at the bar just long enough to look around you and realize you're under scientific attack. The establishment has got us looking at all these petty issues that don't matter and caught up, even if you're politically wise, you know, that small percentage of the public, quote, wise, you still think it's a Republican-Democrat issue, and the system does everything it can to make it left versus right, right versus left. They do everything they can to make it racial. The left, in the name of fighting racism, all they do is hype and push on and on and on, you know, news about this race or that race or this, you know, on and on and on to get us at each other's throats. And then meanwhile, they've announced in the U.S., England, everywhere, spy on your neighbors. They're training children in every public school in the country. Check your public school. It's everywhere. Spy on your parents. They're giving them money, government credit cards, $200 to turn in a family member. It's actually going on. Just unbelievable tyranny as they build more and more prisons to fill them with the American people. That's your concentration camps. All right, we'll tell you about all the guests we got coming up. Kurt Nemo's coming up as well. I got a filmmaker coming on. We'll tell you about it after the break. Go to your phone call. Stay with us.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
At the 2009 Bilderberg Conference, where the eugenicists are meeting. We may get him on today, but he's tied up doing footwork, legwork. Kind of scoping out the zone as the elites begin arriving today and tomorrow through Sunday. But he'll definitely be on with us from Greece tomorrow and on Friday. Okay, let me just tell you about the guest we have, then I'm going to your calls for the rest of this hour, and then I'll get into all the news that I'm about to mention later. We've got Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nemo both popping in about an hour for quick reports on England saying, spy on your neighbor's trash, spy on what they buy, what they sell. You know, are they dodging taxes? You don't even have to have evidence. Just call us. Report everything on your neighbors. We'll pay you. This is what the new economy is going to be here in the U.S. as well. It's already here. And then Kurt Nemo coming on also dealing with all these different top scientists coming out and saying, oh, yeah, this has got to be a manufactured virus. We told you that day one. We told you here first, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got Daniel coming on, Daniel McNichol. He's made a film reclaiming the blade. It's got a bunch of well-known people in it, and it's dealing with how people weren't allowed to have swords hundreds of years ago and thousands of years ago, that it was a symbol of being a free man. That's what the state and nobility was all about, is you had the right to have arms and to use force. That's why the UN says that the state is the only legitimate holder of any type of small arms. No citizens are allowed to own guns. That's public UN policy, and the United States are signatories to the UNESCO Treaty and the UNIDIR Treaty, and they're now trying to ratify it through the Senate. It's happening. So we'll be talking to Daniel coming up in the third hour today. Okay, this is a short segment, but let's go ahead and start going to your calls. Pete in Minnesota was the first caller. He just hung up. Rob in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Great to be on with you. Am I on?
Yes, sir. You are on. Welcome.
Okay. Quick question for you. You were talking about the quickie movie that you're bringing out. Is that the one with Jordan Maxwell?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
You know, Jordan has been very nice to ask me to go make a film with him, but he wants to make it a spectacular, and I'm not sure I've ever even made a spectacular. You know, I mean, these films are low budget, and it takes me 6-8 months to make one, if it's of the Endgame or Terror Storm caliber of research and things. And I would like to make a film with Jordan Maxwell. I just told him, make a script, tell me what you want me to do, and I could probably get it done. So ball's in his court. You know, I keep saying I'm going to announce what the new film is, and I will do that in the last 20 minutes of the show today.
Okay. The Obama deception is immaculate. It's beautiful. But something I want to ask you about that got my attention last week at work, and I don't know whether you're aware that it was the North American Occupational Safety and Health Week.
Yes, no. Everything's North American Union. I, 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, I'd seen it in WorldNet Daily with Dr. Corsi writing about it, but then I got in the mail because I have employees, and it said the Texas Workforce Commission is no longer under the Department of Labor with the feds, state's totally federalized. You now report all this tax data and workers' comp data to the North American Union, and it gave me the new, I mean, it's, we're under it, and the public has no idea.
I know. They just run home, try and squeeze as much television as they can before they get to bed. And they're just totally eyes closed, and it's unbelievable.
They are drinking water that has sodium fluoride put in it, and it is a scientific fact in thousands of studies that it attacks all the glands, calcifies the bones, massively increases bone cancer, brain cancer, everything. Absolute documented fact, and guess what? They're increasing fluoride levels in the United States.
Unbelievable. Something I heard a couple of weeks ago that you mentioned, that the people that are controlling the world is only about 10,000.
Yeah, it's probably, well, according to Rothkopf, who we had on, who in the Washington Post, you know, wrote an article calling for world government, and he said, he wrote the book Superclass, we had him on. And I said, why are you coming on here? And he goes, oh, we know who you are, Mr. Jones. We just want you to know that, you know, we think you're wrong about why world government's bad. Stay there. I'll let you finish up, and then we'll go to Tony, Paul, Annie, JD, and others. I am Alex Jones. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, infowars.net, truthnews.us, jonesreport.com, arnoldexposed.com, whatistheendgame.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at Life Change T would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu, but unfortunately, the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change T help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the tea. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and climbing.
Rob in Canada, who we're going back to in a moment. He brought up the global elite and how many of them there are. In their own words, they say between 4 and 6,000 super class elite, but 99% of those 6,000 people are just super minions. They are super gophers or imperial legates. They are over different divisions, different subsectors of the economy, propaganda, energy, finance, academia, you know, media. And they all write books bragging, and they laugh in the books and go, the slaves will never read this. And then they know that CNN and Fox will never cover the books. And David Rockefeller writes them, and Helmut Schmidt writes them, and Richard Inhofe writes them, and Rothkopf writes them, and Kissinger writes them. I mean, Kissinger writes books calling our military dumb animals to be used by the New World Order. And I don't think you're dumb animals, but, I mean, it is kind of, he is making a point that he can write that. And he knows you're not going to read it, or even if you do, your mind control is so strong that you're still going to follow the globalist orders, even though they're calling you dumb animals to be used. So we just talked to Jim Tucker. He was mobbed by reporters. He flew out yesterday evening after his connecting flights. He just got into Greece. a few hours ago. He is mobbed by reporters. We called his room. We were scheduled to check in with him at 11. He wasn't in the room. We call the front desk. We go, we need Mr. Tucker. And the lady said, oh, he's mobbed. So there's a mob scene of international media. Now imagine 30 years ago, 34 years ago, they would say it didn't exist. He was insane. 20 years ago, they'd say it. 10 years ago. Now he's mobbed by international TV, radio, and print. Just, he said it's a mob scene. He'll be joining us tomorrow at the start of the second hour for just 10, 15 minutes. And then again on Friday with a report. And then when he gets back next week, we'll have a detailed 30-minute report with Jim Tucker. And it always, again, the key news gets broken right here. There'll be reports at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Because Daniel Estulin has great contacts inside Bilderberg, but Jim Tucker really has the strong contacts. And he's going to be on with us. Estulin's been out of the loop lately because his wife's mother was dying of cancer, and then he just had twins. So, but I think he reportedly may be going to Bilderberg this year. I don't know. But Tucker is on the job, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt with a carton of cigarettes under each arm. So what a character. And you can always set your watch and warrant by what he has to say. Never any embellishment, never any. I mean, this is directly from Bilderberg. Man, I should have gone over to Greece. It's going to be a three-ring circus, I tell you. And then what we find out of these meetings always comes true. You know, we can come on air. I kept hyperventilating over Lindsey Williams, and he's a great guy. But, you know, he did work for one of the big oil companies. He has broken insider knowledge before. He has exposed that peak oil is a fraud. And Lindsey Williams comes out a month and a half after we broke it here and says they're going to drop the price of oil by at least half. Well, he said below 50. We said by half. And where did that come from? Jim Tucker and Bilderberg contacts at Chantilly, Virginia, where I was with him last year. And then I forget we broke that and all those predictions came true. Man, I need Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, or maybe our volunteers, maybe listeners, because the media and the public pay attention to this. We don't ever really toot our horns properly. I need the listeners to go back through the March 5th show where I broke down and said they're going to launch some type of bird or swine flu genetically engineered attack. This will probably just be a drill to infect people and scare people for a future attack. I'm telling you, I see their pre-programming. They're going to launch some type of flu. I mean, I laid it out. And then directly from Bilderberg that they were going to slash oil prices to bankrupt Venezuela, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and others off the $150 a barrel they were getting for crude oil. And then it's a big international sensation that Lindsey Williams predicts it. And then it was Jim Tucker, and he didn't predict it. It came directly from Bilderberg. And I told Paul Watson last week when listeners pointed this out that we had predicted it. I told him to do a story about it, tooting our horn. He didn't do it. And I'm telling you, it's important we do that because folks need to know what you hear on this show is what the globalist agenda is. We eat, drink, and sleep this. We crawl around in ditches. We get arrested. We get detained. We get death threatened. We get sued. We fight hard to bring you this information. And I sure hope it's appreciated. And I sure hope our track record is appreciated. And again, not in an ego way, in a, this is key information people better pay attention to. I mean, I told you they were going to blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on Osama bin Laden months and months before 9/11. I mean, I was saying that for 6 months before 9/11. I've got to dig out all those old TV shows. The one that ended up getting put on the web was July 25th. And that was when I came out and said, call the White House, tell them don't stage the attacks. But for months and months before that, and I'm going to dig that out. I got storage buildings full of 3/4-inch tapes and stuff. Before they all rot, they're probably already rotten. I need to get that out because it's important to show we've been right all along. It's important to show we know what we're talking about. This is important information. and people are beginning to heed it. They are beginning to add to it and do their own research, and we are beginning to have a big effect on the globalists. I mean, they have Violent Radicalization Act hearings in Congress saying they've got to restrict the web, and they've got to go after 9/11 truth because we're hurting them. And then they have high-level members of the 9/11 Commission come out and say they did a deal with the Pentagon to lie about the Pentagon standing down on that day. And then we write a story about it at PrisonPlanet.com and nobody else picks it up. I mean, we are so busy fighting the New World Order and firing downrange that we don't even have time to report to you the type of damage we're doing to the New World Order. And you're like, well, why is it important to report that? Because it proves we're shooting downrange in the right angle, in the right direction. We're having an effect, and we need more of you to belly up next to us and open fire on the enemy. These are criminals openly hijacking the nation, stealing $14.8 trillion in 7 months. They're going for broke. There's no time to suck thumbs and play games. We got to get into the breach where they've blown holes in our wall and where the enemy's coming in like a flood here. This is the coup in motion right now. The New World Order corporate private fraudulent takeover is illegitimate and rogue. And you got to blow the trumpet and point it out to people. And government everywhere is getting more corrupt by the minute because the word's gone out. Go wild. Have an orgy of corruption. Do whatever you want. Okay, I'm going to your calls. Rob in Canada, finish up your point.
Yeah, I just wanted to that these people really can be toppled. And in David Icke's 9/11 book, he gives an example of a play. And at the end of the play, all the members of the on the stage, they create a pyramid. And the guy at the bottom, he has to sneeze. And the guy at the top topples and ends up in the second row. And that's exactly what this is. All of us at the bottom, we're holding those people up at the top, and they can topple.
That's right. Yertle the turtle.
Yep.
And I appreciate your call. In fact, I think I'm going to bring that Dr. Seuss book in. I've thought about doing that one day and reading it to the audience. Not our hardcore awake audience, but to the childlike audience out there, the new listeners. Yertle the turtle, yes. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Chicago. Tony, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, greetings from Airstrip 2 here in Chicago, Alex. How you
buddy.
Doing?
Good.
Hey, I just saw Obama talking about the new health care reform thing, and he's talking about how the doctors and hospitals and everybody else picked a bad business plan, but not the pharmaceutical companies and the outrageous prices they charge for their product.
Yeah, they have corporatized healthcare and socialized it for the public to conduit all the profits to themselves. It's eugenics, death care, and now they're going to expand that model, and they are putting in the computer systems nationwide under federal law, telling dentists, doctors, nurses what they can do, a pre-set-up system to national healthcare will be an aspirin for a heart attack. It'll be Band-Aid for a severed leg. And that's their system, and they admit, I've got Tony Blair on tape, 18 months for terminal brain cancer that's operable, but you got to have it in a month. They say, die. Tom Daschle wrote the book, and he was going to be the head of healthcare, saying, you need to just die. It is your carbon footprint. They're openly, and just watch, all you liberals and all you socialists, you know, that are just little hands out. You want something from the New World Order? They're going to give you all the shots and all the mercury and all the brain damage you want. They're going to euthanize you. They're going to haul you off. They're going to imprison your kids. They're going to CP you. You want government? Yeah, that's right. They're taking over free speech, taking over health care, going after the Second Amendment, butchering the borders. They're making their move on every front right now.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thought of this triple tap flu shot coming in the fall. I won't take a shot, Alex.
They're on the news saying we may force you to take this. And they say, you know, to the cowardly dumbed-down public, those that are, you know, the dumbed-down mass, they say, look, then your neighbor's got to take the new flu shot or that'll make you get it. Wait a minute. If the flu shot cures you, the new triple, next year it'll be a quadruple, and then a 10 shot, and then a 20. Then you'll drink your shots in big 7-Eleven big gulp glasses. Here's your 10,000 shots for the day. You die after you drink it, but that's good. You know, I mean, it's just insane. It's just totally insane.
Brother, let me leave you with this last thought, and this is for everybody out there, you know, listening right now. You know, people always say, why does somebody need 20 guns in their house? Why does somebody need 50 guns in their house? to hand out 49. That's why, to hand out 49.
Hey, I hear you. Go ahead.
With that, I just want to leave you with that and tell you just before I go, in case they shut all this down before I talk to you next time, brother, I love you right in my heart. I think about you every day. I'm spreading as much as I can within my social circle, and I pray that 2-5 years down the road, we can still have these conversations.
God bless you. Oh, yeah, that's definitely in peril. That is definitely, definitely something we got to think about. I love all you guys too. You know, I can feel your prayers. I can feel your love, and it overshadows and dominates the hate I feel. I can feel that too. A disturbance in the force. The last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master. Let's go ahead and talk to. Just briefly on the subject of the Second Amendment, I wanted to add that point, but I didn't want to interrupt him. See, I always interrupt folks. I'm getting a little bit better because I want to make a point I think of, and then I forget about it a minute later. But I'm getting better about waiting. Yeah, no, the reason to have 49 guns is because it's your right. That's why. I mean, you know, one gun, two guns, 10 guns. They're now all over the nation every couple days. In fact, I just saw an article about that right now. It says police see semi-automatic weapons as hazard. They can kill from more than 4 football fields away, shred police officer's vest, fire up to 75 bullets at a time, and they're increasingly showing up in criminal hands. So there's the demonization headline out of the News Sentinel. Last year, Fort Wayne police seized 31 semi-automatic rifles compared to just 2 in 2003, last year of the federal assault weapons ban that limited the sale of the rifles. The seizure increases and more reports of criminals using the rifles concerns Fort Wayne Police Chief Rusty York. See how that article's written? Deceptively to imply they're illegal. You know, they say, oh, these were banned until this point, but the police are seizing them because they're so deadly. And so it's just like the billboards with an image of a gun and it says report illegal firearms. And it's a revolver, only illegal in Chicago, D.C., and New York. And then you see the dramas and sitcoms where they say, oh, he's got a handgun, call the police. I mean, how many sitcoms are there where somebody walks in a house and the good-looking girl, you know, likes the guy. He's finally got a great date with his, you know, number 10 Fox. And he takes her into his apartment and she sees a gun case. She goes, I'm leaving. I don't like guns. But then she goes out and loves a cop who's got a gun. And that's meant for weak-minded males who haven't gotten a mate yet and feel inadequate, that they watch that and go, God, guns aren't cool. And then weak-minded women think, ooh, the foxy cool chick I want to be, she's anti-gun. I mean, do you like being programmed like that? That isn't an insult to your intelligence. It's so base. My wife watches TV maybe once every couple of days, and she says every show she tries to watch, it doesn't matter. It's anti-homeschool, anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-eugenics, pro-euthanasia. It's everything. All it is brainwashing with social engineering, using peer pressure in imaginary, fictitious situations to make you feel inadequate and bad and like you'll be uncool. But I'll tell you, it didn't work on a lot of people. Their propaganda is working less and less. Now, I've probably bought 50 guns over the years since I turned 18 and started buying guns. One time I had a bunch in a farmhouse that family owned. It got struck by lightning and like I think 12 guns burned up. They're pretty weird looking, all melted. But I probably got 30, 40 guns. And I see news all the time where the neighbors saw him in his garage cleaning guns and thought it was threatening. Police went ahead and arrested the veteran, and he had 24 guns and over 1,000 rounds of ammo. And they'll have people in the news going, it was scary, he had firearms. And it'll be, I'll check that state's laws where it happened, and then it's not illegal. And it's like, he's arrested? And they're like, yes, we're charging him. I mean, ladies, and charging him with what? That's what I mean. It's crazy. By the way, guns are some of the best investments out there. I mean, I bought rifles. I bought a Mini 14 for like $250. It had to be in, what, 1992, 1993. And that sucker, that model is worth about $600 today. Ruger range rifle. I mean, I've got every gun I've got. is valuable. You know, when I say I got 50 guns, I think five or six of them were grandpa's, you know, stuff passed on. And can you imagine a bunch of pot-bellied thugs in your house opening up your gun safe and dragging your guns off? I mean, this country, we got to really get angry and go, look, crooks, back off, you parasite degenerates. And the police say, oh, we're pro-gun. Well, then you're not acting like it. I'm sick of it. Leave me alone. I'm not your property. And this is just an article that says, this whole article implies that guns are illegal and they're seizing them everywhere. Then you read later, it was in criminal acts they're seizing them. Police seize semi-automatic weapons as hazard. No, they seized them in crimes. But see, they want to acclimate you to get used to hearing about guns being seized. Paul, Annie, JD, Gavin, Sam, many others. A ton of news and three guests coming up. Stay with us.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildewstat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
By the way, we're going to have detailed reports from the Bilderberg Group in the next few days with the latest info on what the world leader is planning. Meanwhile, I see articles in the London Guardian with a ridiculous headline. Our man at Bilderberg, in pursuit of the world's most powerful cabal, once a year it is rumored the global elite gather in a luxury hotel. It is rumored? I mean, it's been in the BBC everywhere that the Bilderberg Group's now released some of their founding documents bragging they set up the European Union by stealth. So this group openly admits they exist now. London Guardian says it's rumored. I remember up until 5 years ago, Limbaugh was still saying the CFR didn't exist. And that's his job. Got to keep your friends close, your enemies closer. And the New World Order hates real conservatives, hates constitutionalists and nationalists. So they're going to have a bunch of fake conservatives up there to sell people. Bunch of other news articles on that front. But let's go back to your calls here. Paul in Florida, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Just as you say, as you're in your opening remarks, it's very easy today for anyone to lose their Second Amendment rights. It's been done to people we know. A group of people who got hold of my soon-to-be 100-year-old father did it to me a few years ago. They didn't prevail. They made up. They used lies. They walked into court tearfully saying I'd grievously injured my dad. Now, the reason they did this is because we didn't know it, but apparently my dad's a wealthy man, and they stole millions from him. And when we got wind of it, that annoyed them, and so they did just what Senator Lautenberg and all his fellow gun haters and tyranny lovers want to do. They used lies to disarm law-abiding citizens. Unfortunately, they pushed it too far. They spread some money around to try and make it stick. It did not. And now the legal consequences are going to return for them because, yes, America, there are still many fine, good cops and law enforcement people in this country, and they don't like liars, and they don't like gun haters, and they don't like punks. The deputies around here be the first ones to tell you they hate it when somebody's gun rights are violated. And this brings me to another point. You mentioned in your opening remarks that odd May-December romance of David Rockefeller and Hank Kissinger. And there's a little drama going on in New York City, and it has very big ramifications. There's a fellow named Philip Marshall. He's 84 years old. So far, I've only seen this in the New York Post and the New York Daily News. Mr. Marshall is the son of Mrs. Astor, of the Astors, you know, who drowned on the Titanic and all that, and she gave away hundreds of millions.
Yeah, he locked her up and wouldn't even give her clothes. I remember seeing that in the New York Times.
Well, see, this is what's happened here, is that that's how the charities, so-called. Now, these aren't charities that feed
starving
kids. Oh,
so you're saying that's made up. I mean, yeah, but it's in the New York Times, probably is a lie.
Yep, he prevailed. They tried suing the estate and they lost. He prevailed. These aren't charities, you know, that feed hungry people or shelter starving, you know, shelter kittens or anything like that. This is like the Hank Kissinger, Rockefeller, the swell set, the ones who live very, very big off of Mr.
Well, let me tell you this. My dad's a dentist, so he has a lot of patients. And more well-to-do people are saying the state, elder care, is seizing their 85, 90-year-old parents every time they have money and then trying to sign it over to themselves. And that's all over the news that elder care people in the UK and the US and Canada are now moving into their houses.
Yes, and in addition to MassOutrage.com, whose founder you've had on your show, I found another great group, StopGuardianshipAbuse.com, on the web this week. They've been looking at this trial, and what it is Rockefeller and Kissinger and their pals have spun things all around. Now,
wait a minute, I remember seeing that David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger were going to help with Lady Astor's money and not let the evil son have it. He locked her up and wouldn't let her have food. And I remember going, oh, David Rockefeller's helping, and, oh, helping get the Astors money? Well, I mean, wait a minute. One of the main heirs is Anderson Cooper, admitted CIA agent. I wonder if Rockefeller's helping him. Stay there. I want to hear more about this when we get back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the raworganicvegansuperfoods.com link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you got to check this out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com. Again, that website is raworganicvegansuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, wide open phones, then I'm going to get into the U.S. and the U.K. now saying, okay, we wanted you to spy on your neighbors for terrorism, but that was really just to get you used to it. Spy on your neighbors if they've got too nice a car or a house. Go ahead and call the police on them. Are they smoking cigars? Are they driving nice cars? They may be a terrorist. This is mainstream news that's coming up. Also, top scientists are saying, no doubt this was a manufactured flu. We told you that day one. That's coming up. We'll also get into the history of disarming the slaves, starting with knives and swords, with a filmmaker. That is coming up. So you'll want to stay with us for that. But going back to Paul in Florida. So, Paul, I remember reading the articles about Lady Astor. And how the charities with David Rockefeller and Kissinger wanted to make sure the billions went to the charities and not the evil son. And then I saw that a year or two ago in the news. How did all this end up? What ended up happening?
What happened was that Mr. Marshall, Mrs. Astor's son, prevailed in these people civilly from the sound of it, because Mrs. Astor is still gave plenty to charity, but Mr. Marshall, her son, received a good inheritance. But the charities, and again, these are not charities that feed starving people, that shelter injured animals. These are people that buy million-dollar pictures for $10 million, and heaven knows where the money goes. There's a lot of skullduggery here. These charities lived very large off Mrs. Astor, and they want to continue doing it. They apparently didn't prevail. If they contested the will, they didn't prevail. So what they did, Henry Kissinger and from the looks of it, Rockefeller, got together with their friends in the New York DA's office and filed criminal charges of grand theft, among other serious charges, against Mr. Marshall, who was 84, claiming that he abused his mother and tricked her in her diminished state to signing more and more money over to him. Now, this is exactly what criminals do. As any cop will tell you, they immediately spin things all around. They make it the cop's fault. If you catch a criminal doing a bad thing, they immediately say, oh, no, it was Alex's fault, it was Paul's fault. That's what criminals do. They spun this right around on Marshall. The trial is still going on in New York, and the New York Post and Daily News are still covering this regularly. A lot of bloggers are posting in the truth on this in the comments section. One thing they zeroed in on is that one person who got herself appointed guardian over Mrs. Astor claims that here's her logic. Mrs. Astor handed her a necklace worth probably $100,000. And when Mrs. Astor did that, she was in her right mind, and that was her absolute right to do it, because she didn't want that evil, bad son of hers and his greedy wife to get her money. But when the son received something, according to this witness for the prosecution, then he was bad. That's when Mrs. Astor was not in her right mind. You see how clever they play it. The problem is, too clever by half doesn't play with the American citizens who can tell Shinola from its cheap substitute. And see the problem here.
So he's won in court, because I haven't followed it since I saw the news.
So far, all the evidence against him, Alex, in court is just, it's hearsay, it's triple hearsay, it's people who are laymen giving their diagnoses of Mrs. Astor's mental state. Well, that's fine and dandy, but it doesn't count for anything because they're laymen. They have no test results, they have no degrees, or they never examined her. It's fallacious. Well, Mr. Astor saw this coming a few years ago, and he himself asked in a Forbes magazine interview in 2006, Mr. Marshall, this was Astor's son, Anthony Marshall, he asked, who is giving the orders? I mean, he was that specific. Now, this man is being portrayed as a ne'er-do-well and a slouch. This man was a diplomat. He's a Broadway producer. He's a wealthy, successful man in his own right. But remember, these charities, the elites, the globalists want every penny from Mr. Marshall. They want to strip him of his liberty and throw him in a prison cell to bury both him and his side of the story. And as Mr. Marshall said in the Forbes article, And he asked, who's behind this? He said, is Kissinger giving the orders? Is Rockefeller behind this attack on him? He said, this does not bode well for anybody.
That was actually in the news. That was actually in the news that Rockefeller and Kissinger are helping her.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
More and more across the world, the 50% inheritance tax isn't enough for the state. They send the state in. They seize the old folks, take them and hold them in facilities until they sign everything over to the state. And it's so corrupt, the bureaucrats then actually take the jewelry, the homes for themselves publicly. I mean, that's how evil the government is. And so, yes, I was aware, now that we've gotten, not sidetracked, because that's what I love about calls. They take us in all different directions. We're going to finish up with Paul, then go to Annie, JD, Gavin, Sam, and many others. Then I'm going to tell you about the big news stories that are coming up today and the three guests we've got coming on. We got some financial news coming up in a moment as well. Paul, you call in and talk about how a group of people tried to take your father's wealth and tried to go after you and tried to get your Second Amendment revoked, claiming you were a threat. They always do this to the, so they can then go into court and say, he's had a restraining order put on him as well, because I feel threatened. But you were finishing up with Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller helping, you know, make sure that all the money of Lady Astor goes to, you know, basically their charities, which are tax-free foundations. And like you said, it's been documented they use art sales, you know, $10 million for a painting worth $10. That they then buy from their friends is all part of the money laundering operation. But finish up the statements you were making.
The most important thing that Anthony Marshall said about this is what it portends for us. Now, this is a wealthy man, but it doesn't matter how much we have, $10 million or a box of cornflakes. Mr. Marshall said if these people prevail by using the state force against him to take every last penny he has and put him in prison for doing nothing other than being the son of a wealthy lady, he said they can do this to you, to me, to everybody. In other words, it means the day is not far off when state goons and the greedy guts who instigate them can march into our homes and look around at our possessions, accuse us of having taken those possessions by force or trick from our relatives, our families, and appropriate them, and then put us through the courts, railroad us through into criminal courts, and then, you know, privatize prisons, because after all, we stole from our poor dear parents. Meanwhile, these people walk off with everything we have, and we lose our liberty and the ability to tell our story. I guess they thought we would just sit back, Alex, and let that happen. Boy, are they! What do they do with these elites? Do they breed the brains out or something?
Well, you were saying I was talking to you during the break, because that's a great idea for me to have Anthony Marshall on the show, son of the of Lady Astor, heir to that fortune. I know one of the sub heirs is CIA agent, admits he's an agent, Anderson Cooper up there on CNN. But specifically with you, you were saying it's a playbook, and you're right. All these scams are literal playbooks. They've even found, you know, little playbooks that different crime syndicates use. How did they go after you trying to steal your dad's money?
They started years ago, very slowly and slyly. You know, as fathers and sons live in different places, when you grow up and move out, and when I wasn't around, they would call him, they would move in on him, they'd come to visit. Now, they wouldn't give anything. These people, with them, the meter only flows in one direction, to them and away from the person they've targeted. When you get someone elderly, especially as they become, let's say in their 70s, 80s, they can become suggestible, they can become fearful, and if you have, like Mr. Rockefeller and Mr. Kissinger here in this trial, if you have a nice protector who will protect you, what they do, and this is, I talked to a state police major about this a while back, and he said, oh, this is the old story. They always get the elderly people to turn against their sons and daughters and welcome in all these obvious criminals. And he said it can go on for years. Sometimes they can prevail. The only hope is if the sons and daughters catch them and dig in and fight, and you cover yourself. You know, you keep track of where you are so that if they make a false accusation against you, it'll be just that. You can always account for your whereabouts.
Well, let me just tell you this. I happen to know a lot of old folks. In fact, I don't want to embarrass family, but let's just say family I have.
Yeah.
I'll just say an uncle's. I have an uncle whose wife's mother had like $500,000, you know, that she'd saved up, middle class, married to a general in the military, you know, family. And the Republican Party, she gave a little bit of money to the Republican Party. They called her, hounded her, visited her until they'd sucked every dime out of her bank account. And that's what they do. I mean, they even do it with these telemarketers.
Alex, you're right on the money. They want every last penny. They don't want 40% or even 85%. They want 180% of everything and then your liberty to make sure you don't talk. And
well,
that's
I mean,
where they're going to outsmart themselves. And there's only one way to do it. The way they did to me, it's still going on, but they may well be facing some legal consequences in the future. It's out of our hands at this point. It's somebody has taken an interest in it, thank goodness. But they do it the same way. They turn the elderly parents against their legitimate offspring, their sons and daughters.
No, this is what criminals do, and
this is what they do. There's a great website, stopguardianshipabuse.com, which has a lot of information on this. Their initials are NASGA, NASGA, and there's many sites. There's a lot of information on the net. It's like baseball. There's only one way they can do it. Doesn't matter whether they're after a box of cornflakes or 10 million bucks or somebody has a nice old car in their garage and they want that. There's only one way to play baseball, and once you see the moves, if you're an adult in your 40s, 50s, 60s, if you see these moves, if you sense people getting around your parents, it's time to take a closer look.
Well, there's tons of these people. I mean, they don't just do it to old folks. I mean,
oh,
there's
no.
All sorts of neighbors and other people. I'm telling you, folks, there are so many parasites, and most liberals aren't really liberals. I mean, if you go out to dinner with them, they'll never give a tip. They'll never help try to buy dinner. They'll also resent you, though, because you're a nice person. They are parasites. That's what big government's about, is the parasites all getting together, robbing those of us that produce. I really appreciate your call. It's great hearing from you. And I had you on for 20 minutes. Paul in Florida, because everything you said rung true. Anna, JD, Gavin, Sam, Dave, your calls are coming up in a moment. But speaking of class warfare, this is how it works. The ultra elite, the ultra rich, and this is in Carol Quigley's book that with a CIA commission for him to write, so there'd be an official history for government operatives to, really know how the world works. And this is in many other documents and government reports and think tank reports. The elite socialize in the first phase. Break up the families. You can't have a man in the house. You can have welfare, but you can't have a man in the house, knowing you're three or four times more likely for your kids to be on drugs or end up in prison. Breaking down society. Then there's more crime. Then the middle class wants more cops, more control, more gun control, because there's all these criminals running around shooting people. Again, they create the crisis and then always offer the next solution. Then they create another even bigger crisis, and then you get deeper into the noose, deeper into the quicksand, and they've got another solution. And exactly, you learn all their little scams, and there's hundreds of them, but there's only 100 or so of the scams they run, different permutations of them, and then you know their whole game plan. You know what they're going to do next. And it's so frustrating to see the public completely blind to all of this. But I was digressing. They're now playing class warfare. The elite breed up this giant, dumbed-down mass of poor people with no futures or no jobs, and they then point them at the middle class. I mean, folks, blue-collar people think if you're living in a $200,000 house and drive a $30,000 car, they call you rich. I mean, if you've got nicer rims than your neighbor in a blue-collar neighborhood, they think you're rich, and they envy you. I never was brought up like this. I never knew this. Living in blue-collar neighborhoods, and I would have a car a little nicer than neighbors, and they would actually be jealous of it. I mean, again, it's mental illness, and they have ingrained this in the public now, and they're telling them, look, we're going to take the rich people's money. And who are the rich people? Anybody who has one nickel more than them is rich. And so now they call the public school children in, and we have the police training videos of this footage in Austin of them doing this to the school children, and they say, here is your debit card with your name, and they thumbprint you to enroll you in it as a criminal. And they say, you get $200 to turn in somebody with guns. And they send a flyer home with parents saying, we're teaching your kids to tell us if they see crime or guns. Sounds reasonable. Then you get into the training, and it's, what is in mommy's and daddy's medicine cabinet? Are they smoking pot? Tell us. You get this is in Road to Tyranny, by the way. This is 7 years old that I have this footage. They put this out on TV. They're proud of this. They're not hiding it. I want you to report on mommy and daddy. You get $200 for mommy or daddy. You get $50 for turning a fellow student in. Now, this is going on nationwide, and MIAC reports and DHS reports and Patriot Terror reports, and it says blue jeans, cell phones, they're polite, they wear suits, the terrorists go to city council meetings, they say they want to work with police, they make frequent references to the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not exaggerating, I'm giving you exact quotes. Now, they now all over the United States are telling you Big Brother's going to help you and the whole anti-terrorism apparatus to fight Al-Qaeda, give up your rights to fight Al-Qaeda. It's now for gun owners, patriots, conservatives. And now out of England, same stuff going on here. Police encourage citizens to report people who drive nice cars. PrisonPlanet.com. Police in the UK are encouraging citizens to report people who drive nice cars or buy expensive items to the authorities in a new campaign entitled Too Much Bling, Give Us a Ring. Meanwhile, the government's bringing in the narcotics, money laundering, everything, total corruption. They don't care. The Gloucestershire Force is encouraging members of the public to report people wearing too much bling during the recession. That's a quote. They are also urging people to shop anyone who drives flash cars, or buys expensive items without the apparent means to afford them during the credit crunch, reports the Daily Mail. Now, that's a quote. I don't know what they're also urging people to shop anyone. I guess that means check them out. It goes on. Posters for the campaign indicate that the targets of the Stasi-like crackdown are well-dressed people who own expensive cars, boats, and smoke cigars. Apparently, police in the UK think that actually being middle class and able to afford nice lifestyles is a sign of probable criminal behavior. Folks, this is communism. Restricting free speech. Class warfare. They're going to sick the fluoride head, drunk, lazy, poor people on anybody with a job.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I got to play my hand. What the
gambler. Oh, I'm putting all on the line. I'm going all the way. I'm committed. And let me tell you, nothing feels better than standing up to tyranny and knowing you're right and saying, you may run me over, you may kill me dead, but I ain't backing down. Ah! We're coming straight on. And I'm fired up. I'm not backing down. You hear our war drums against your tyranny? We see your army. We know what it is. Your mind control doesn't work on us. And I'm here beating my chest, getting fired up. All right, your phone call's coming up in the next segment. Bunch of guests. I'm going to break down H1N1 virus manufactured. All these top scientists are now coming out. We told you, bioweapon as a dry run test. Man, how do I get it so accurate? How do I do it? I tell you, it's amazing what hard work and research does. And when you commit. But let's go to Ted Anderson for 4 short minutes of the segment time we've got left. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I firmly believe in this. I buy silver and gold. And when I started buying it, it was $300 an ounce or less. Now it is, and when I started buying silver, it was $5 an ounce. It's now, what, triple that. So, ladies and gentlemen, Ted Anderson's got gold and silver from when silver was a couple bucks less an ounce and when gold was 50-something bucks under what it is right now, and he's still selling it with that cost factored in. So you're, look, this is why Midas Resources is growing so fast, because Ted is doing this. Other gold brokerage firms, they sell it for whatever the market is. Ted doesn't do that. He takes a big risk, hoards up a bunch of it, and he keeps in bank vaults, and then he sells it to you at the lower price. That's how he smashes competition. It's a smart move, and gold has gone up another $6 today. It's going up every day. Silver is, and he's got the Lakota rounds, these gorgeous silver coins that everybody else has sold out of. He's got gold and silver. He's got it right now. Ted Anderson, I love hurting the New World Order. They're like Smog the Dragon. They hoard and sit on gold and silver and platinum, but then they tell the public don't buy it. Well, we're like little baby Smogs. We're smart. We're sitting with our little bellies on top of the gold and silver, and we think people should also create their own little dragon's nest, shouldn't they?
They sure should. I mean, I don't know why it would make any sense to stay with a fiat currency. I just looked at the foreclosure numbers that just came out today, and my God, it's up 36% from last month, home foreclosures. I mean, 1.3 million people, Alex, have lost their homes to foreclosure since August of last year. I mean, I, every time I look at the economic news, I just get more depressed. This is this planned, movement toward world currency, and the United States people are just getting hammered. And, there's no wonder
Ted,
why.
World government has been announced in thousands of articles, hundreds a week. I haven't counted them all up. It's hundreds a week. It's got to be 4,000 or 5,000 in the last 6 months since the order went out. Go ahead, admit we're setting up world government, that you're going to pay taxes to private banks. And the London Guardian has this headline about the Bilderberg Group might exist. We're going to see if the conspiracy theory's real. When the Bilderberg Group is now admitting they exist. I mean, Ted, this is insane.
It's beyond insane, Alex. And yeah, you're right. Gold is up another $10 today.
Oh, I'm sorry. It went up $4 as I talked to you an hour ago.
Yep. And so, here you're sitting on, we're talking about gold that I accumulated at $880 an ounce. And so now we're up another $10. I mean, anybody with any sense in their head would say, why don't you just go the easy route, sell the gold that you bought at this $880 into the marketplace? I can pick up 8% right now, but I think it's better to give it to the customers.
And by the way, Ted, you said customers can call you back. You'll buy from them, won't you?
Absolutely. That's what I buy all the time. I mean, the challenge right now in the marketplace is not to sell this stuff and find customers that want it. The challenge is to try to find the material so I can actually have it for sale. And every now and then I get a little break because the market gets soft. It dips down. Less people are interested. So I'm able to do things like accumulate these sovereigns and francs.
And by the way, folks, we try to pitch gold and silver at you because we believe in it when the market's down and you don't listen. So we do the best thing to that. Well, I guess it's just as good. We sell it to you at that original low price when it's up.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
folks, you can't beat this. Ted, tell them. You are running out of the gold, though. I was talking to you this morning. You're running out of the sovereigns and the francs at that 880 price with it up above 930 right now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, of course, because people are buying it up like crazy. I mean, the francs at 214 and the sovereigns at 267 is like getting an 8% to 10% discount right off the top.
Well, like you said, silver is up 30%+ in the last few months. Folks, what other investment's doing that? And are we saying it's bulletproof? No, but it's like an armored Abrams M1A1 compared to, you know, wearing a silk shirt for armor. I mean, it's the best thing out there, folks. And I stay there until we'll give them the number on the other side. Then Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, and a lot more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Living on the road, my friend, was going to keep us free and clean.
Living on the road, my friend, was going to keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye.
Sank into your dreams.
Sank into your dreams.
All right, let's go back to Ted real quick. We got Kurt Nemo coming on. Paul and Kurt have written separate articles. There's a whole bunch of top virologists and scientists coming out saying, yeah, this had to be engineered. I mean, you think I came on the air, was that 2-3 weeks ago, and said it was engineered just because I wanted to say that? I did major research. It's clearly engineered. Just like they sell in South Korea glowing rhesus monkeys that are part jellyfish. If I'm walking down the streets of Seoul, South Korea, and I see them selling glowing monkeys, I know it's genetically engineered. It's real simple. And then we'll get into this tattletale squads. I mean, now they're saying, oh, guess what? The whole anti-terror situation, it's about class warfare. Does your neighbor smoke cigars? They're probably stealing and have an underground economy. I told you, the whole police state is about shutting down, selling watermelons and eggs on the side of the road. It's about getting cash for mowing lawns. The national ID cards they've stated will be used to track and trace everything you do and buying and selling. And it's all being announced. It's all being announced. Going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, we've got to fight to stay on the cash economy. We got to fight to stay out of the cashless society control grid. We've got to get self-sufficient, and gold and silver is the way to do it. Briefly, again, tell folks, how long are you going to have the francs and the sovereigns left at $50? You know, you bought them at when the market was $50 under. That discount is factored in per ounce, $50 discount per ounce. Again, you continue to offer these type of deals when you can. This is one of those rare opportunities, Ted.
Well, I can tell you right now, Alex, $600,000 worth of gold and silver will go pretty quick. I will guarantee these prices till midnight tonight. I hope to be able to offer this throughout the weekend, but I don't know. I mean, it depends upon how many people respond and how many people buy. But if you're if you have, you know, anything sitting in the bank, if you're in the stock market, if you're, you know, you're sitting on IRAs that are, you know, denominated in paper notes of any type. I mean, all this stuff is affected by the United States dollar. And, you know, people are silly enough to think that Barack Obama is going to solve this problem with the Federal Reserve System bailing it out, turning on the printing press. I mean, it just does not work out that way. Thank God we have the Campaign for Liberty pushing and educating people to let them know that this just is not the right answer. But you're right about that, Alex. People need to get themselves off the fiat currency and onto gold and silver and become self-sufficient. And the way to do that is by picking up small pieces of gold and silver, like the British sovereign and the franc that I'm talking about now, or even probably one of the best buys that I have on the market right now are the Franklin halves. Are at 869, which is the same price. The Lakotas have gone up. The Lakotas were $17.71, now $19.66. I'm not saying they're not a good buy at that price, because they're between $25 and $30 if you go look on eBay. They're a wonderful buy, but you know, you can pick up things that have not moved yet that have been able to hold inventory on and take advantage of some of the lower prices. But now is the time to move. There's just way too much trouble out there. I mean, just Google foreclosures right now and take a look at what those numbers look like. I mean, there are people being forced out of their homes. You had that nice lady on air just yesterday. You were talking about that gal that just got foreclosed on by the sheriff. What do you think is going to happen to you and your neighbors around you? I mean, the people are losing their jobs right and left. There's an economic implosion coming in. Geithner himself admits to the fact that when all this falls apart, he's looking at turning the currency over to the hands of a world bank. I mean, the United States Constitution is being shredded as we speak. And
well, Ted,
that's
how the scam works, is they're the con artists. They create the crisis, and the public, like children being led by Jeffrey Dahmer into a death pit, take their hand, and then believing the solution is world government and more of the same, and then as things get deeper and darker, they clutch the leg of the very monsters that are instituting all this. Folks, here's the number to Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and the brokers will be there until midnight tonight. And again, ladies and gentlemen, give them a call, 800-686-2237. Take advantage of this today, whether it's one coin or 100. This is the smart move in my book. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
You bet. Okay, there goes Ted Anderson. Now, Paul Watson's coming up in about 5 minutes. I'm going to have them both on together because they're both reporting separately on some of the same scientists, but then on other scientists. There's British, Australian, U.S., Canadian, top virologists, I mean, tops of their field, saying, oh, clearly this is a manufactured virus. Well, they know that other scientists are now looking at the virus saying the same thing. So it's the top guys we can trust from the establishment are saying, oh, it probably escaped accidentally out of a vaccine lab. Yes, that's how in the wrong season, in the wrong hemisphere, it appears in Mexico. Now, if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. See, they're now admitting it's a manufactured virus, even though I got attacked by Newsweek and CNN for saying that. Oh, PrisonPlanet.com and the nutcase Alex Jones, you know, believes it's manufactured. Never linking to all the documents we posted because, I mean, again, I've interviewed enough virologists to know it didn't have the pedigree of something that mutated each year into this. It was four different viruses, pig, human, and bird, all mixed together. And it had no history, no pedigree, no mutation history. It had to come out of a lab. It had all the markers as some type of beta test or tracker. And they're now saying, I said, now, folks, this may not be the big one, even though they're saying it, but they may say it's going to be a mutation to combine with something new in the fall. Then they came out and said that. I know the enemy. I know the enemy. Now, the new spin is, okay, it's manufactured, but it accidentally got out of a lab and showed up all over the place in Mexico and the world and went viral in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year. This is absolute bull. Okay, so they're now going, okay, it's manufactured because we know independent scientists and virologists are going to look at it under electron microscopes. Okay, it's manufactured. It's got our serial numbers on it. No big deal. It's like Blade Runner. Who made this scale? Is it fish? No, Mr. Decker. This snake, highest quality Chung Pao Laboratories. Same deal. Same deal here. And I just know the enemy. Let's go to Kurt Nemo. Kurt, you've written articles. Paul Watson's written articles. Break this down for us.
Well, Bloomberg's reporting this scientist in Australia. His name's Adrian Gibbs, who incidentally collaborated on Tamiflu research, is saying that the H1N1 was accidentally created in a laboratory, while they were manufacturing or developing a vaccine, and that it escaped the laboratory. This is the common thread you hear all the time about these viruses. They just incidentally escaped. He also said that it's possible that it's naturally occurring, which is total bunk. We know that.
But there are other scientists in England and others. I mean, you guys wrote stories a week ago with other scientists saying it's clearly manufactured. So
yeah.
Why are they, do you think, coming out and doing this? Because they know that other scientists who aren't part of the New World Order are going to bring this info out, so they want to bring it out first, put their spin on it?
Yeah, I think this is a cover story because, you know, for instance, as Wayne Madsen reported when the so-called swine flu thing was going big, that a top scientist at the United Nations said that he was a researcher on the outbreak of Ebola in Africa and AIDS, that this was a manufactured pathogen, not naturally occurring. So it's all over the media. People are saying that this is, you know, a bioengineered weapon. And so this is the cover story, so they can cover their butts, you know.
But I don't think we're going to see a MSNBC retraction when they attacked us and said that we said it was manufactured and that meant we were racist.
No.
And they didn't even, when the MSNBC or CNN, describe how it's racist to say it's bioweapon. I mean, you'll say, hey, I don't like cloudy, rainy days. And they say, oh, you don't like black people.
Well, the point is that a lot of people aren't getting their news from MSNBC and the corporate media. They're going to the Internet. They're going to Infowars.com and Prison Planet to get their information. So these guys realize, of course, that a large number of people are you know, reading the truth. So they got to devise a cover story for this.
Yeah, that's right. The Alex Jones channel that a volunteer had up under full authorization from us Had over 2 million hits that week, but it was getting about 1 million views a week before that and really starting to become one of the biggest channels out there, no doubt one of the biggest political. And just on that channel, there was 220,000 views, 150,000 views, 80,000 views, 100, you know, just dozens and dozens of videos over 100,000 views. And it was all about the bird flu. And if you went to all the different video aggregating sites, we were the top everywhere. With what I had to say about this and how it was manufactured. And I've noticed all the sites they're shutting down, it's sites that have posted my videos about the bird flu. So we said something in those rants, Kurt, that really freaked the establishment out. And now we're finding out we hit the nail directly on the head, Kurt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think they're coming up with this cover story to, you know, down the road say, well, this was, another mutation that escaped from a laboratory, another Frankenstein-type scenario. But it's not going to wash. It's just not going to work.
Okay, well, let's just believe that. They accidentally released foot-and-mouth weaponized, and it showed up in over 40 locations. It was even more than that. It was 60-something locations. We can pull up the articles. In 2001, weaponized, magically pops up everywhere at once, had to be planted. Weaponized, we say it's weaponized. Later they say, oh, yeah, it accidentally got released from our lab, but we're now going to take total control of the country. And then they accidentally released the horse flu that can also kill humans in Australia last year, and they always accidentally release it. Okay, let's say they're accidentally doing this. They're a bunch of knuckle-dragging buffoons at Level 3 and Level 4 bioweapons labs that just magically accidentally spread this everywhere, even out of season it's spreading. And then why are we allowing these people to be toilet attendants, much less run bioweapons labs or bioweapons treatment labs? And the larger issue here is obviously they're staging it. Obviously, that's not the case. And they're building 36 level 4 bioweapons lab, moving them from the desert and the Atlantic Ocean, Plum Island, to places like San Antonio, Texas, and Galveston, Texas. And then you go Google the names of the scientists that are running these new labs, and they all just so happen to be 12 monkeys type eugenicists who write white papers about how they want to kill us. I mean, can we put two and two together here, Kurt?
Yeah, and as well, part of this Bloomberg article was they floated the suggestion that there should be some kind of international regulatory commission or something or an agency that oversees these biomedical labs. Incidentally, during the whole thing with the so-called swine flu, there was a report about virus samples that went missing at Fort Detrick. That thing was on the radar screen for about a nanosecond and then disappeared. So, they're losing this stuff right and left. Losing is, in quotation marks.
Kind of like they lost the weaponized anthrax they mailed out to all their enemies. It was an accident. It fell into the letters like that.
Right, right. That was the Bruce Edwards Irons case, the microbiologist who just happened to die after that. The Department of Justice and the FBI kind of pointed a finger at him.
And it was buried in the news. You had to read literally scores of articles to find. He said, the government's setting me up. They said, you're mentally ill.
Right.
Took him to a facility, and then in a locked-up cell, he ate a bunch of Tylenol, prescription Tylenol, and died. And then they hid that in the news.
Right.
By the way, I saw a story yesterday where the guy supposedly killed his family, shot himself, and then buried himself, and the police with a straight face, Kurt, are saying he buried himself.
Real wonderful.
I mean, pretty soon, they might guillotine me on national TV and say I did it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the level of... Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's interesting that, another story you don't hear a whole lot about is all these microbiologists that are just, disappearing. That as well figures into this whole scheme.
Well, Kurt, when you realize that eugenicists run all the Western governments, that the Human Genome Project is publicly run at the Eugenics Center at Cold Springs Harbor with IBM, Thomas Watson, the top Nazi, who pledged his fortune to carry out eugenics when he died in the 50s, and that you find out Google gives almost all its money to eugenics, quote, helping the black people in Africa is the headline. You find out that Microsoft gives all its money to this, and you find out Warren Buffett gives all, 98% of his money to this. I mean, this is a devil cult. These people mean business. This is 12 monkeys, folks, and they're getting ready to move. And I'm sorry, they're going to murder most of us unless we stop them. And that means you out there, cops and military and everybody else. Let's bring Paul Watson up, because he's also written about all these different top scientists coming out and saying this was clearly manufactured. Paul Watson, joining us from PrisonPlanet.com.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, what's interesting about the swine flu is that the people who got caught releasing the live avian flu virus to 18 different labs in Europe, Baxter International, were not punished or investigated for their accident. They were rewarded with the multi-million dollar contract to create the vaccine for swine flu. So it's just like with 9/11, you know, they say, well, it was an accident, we were incompetent. And then it's an accident again where this live avian flu gets released, and yet they're not punished or regulated. They're rewarded with contracts to create the next vaccine.
And then they always call for more regulation when there's already a global system to the EU and NATO to divvy out these vaccines. There already is a global government. They then say, oh, the very companies that are always involved accidentally, in quotes, releasing all this, they'll be the ones that run the police system protecting us from this, so they can then carry it out and cover it up.
Right, and this Gibbs scientist who's been in this field for four decades, according to that Bloomberg report, he more specifically said that it was possible that it was released from a lab and that it probably was a vaccine production lab. So again, it's directly related to vaccines.
Meanwhile, there's trials that are very secretive going on all over Europe with masses of people dying after they take bird flu vaccine. And the media will never say what pharmaceutical company is doing it. And by the way, they're lying to the public, telling them it's a regular flu shot.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And a bunch of other people are in this movie about the history of swordplay. But the film gets into how they like to disarm the slaves. And it's Reclaiming the Blade. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. And it's got a bunch of other interesting people in it. Just a really interesting film. And we've got the filmmaker coming on the show with us. But again, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, Bob Anderson, and narrated by John Davies. So that is coming up. We'll be talking about that because this issue of having the slaves disarmed is ancient. For another 15 minutes or so, we have Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson here with us right now. Guys, I want to finish up with the flu situation, and I'm going to open the phones up later, and I'm going to give people my take on it. But again, we're right about that. Another issue, Paul Watson, we need a story pointing out that we, a month plus before, separately, it doesn't steal any of his thunder, but it confirms it more, before Lindsey Williams came out and said his big oil company executive contact said they were going to cut oil prices from $150 to under $50 a barrel. Everybody laughed at him and it happened. And then we're sitting there reading over articles you wrote from our interviews with Jim Tucker last June at Bilderberg, a month and a half before Lindsey Williams goes public with it. We break it here and then don't even point out that another one of our huge predictions, because it's not a prediction, it came from Bilderberg, came true. I mean, Bilderberg reported that they were going to have Bush sign on to global warming and that suddenly all the mainline conservatives would get behind it. That indeed happened. And that the Berlin Wall would fall in a year and it would be staged. That happened. They are running things. That they were going to announce a new Bank of the World. That they were going to bankrupt the stock market. That they were going to bankrupt the housing prices. It's all happening. And Bilderberg's meeting right now. Paul Watson, your comments on that. Then I'm going to get into this Stasi situation where they're saying if somebody's smoking a cigar, they may be a rich terrorist, report on them. And we're not joking. It's actually happening. They're bringing class warfare in now to get the Stasi tattletales, not just digging through your trash, but calling police on you if you buy a new car. Paul Watson.
Right. With the Bilderberg, I wrote an article last week which included that prediction. Well, it wasn't a prediction. It was coming straight out of Bilderberg from last year where we said that oil prices, when they got up to about $150 last year, would start to decline rapidly, and that's exactly what happened. I made a list of all the predictions that we've made or that have come out of Bilderberg that have come true in that same article, but I'll do a recap on it tomorrow morning. And on that same subject, there's a London Guardian. Hesitate to call him a journalist because he's actually a professional comedian who is following Jim Tucker around and apparently trying to get him to trip up and make a fool out of himself, because there's a series in The Guardian about Bilderberg and it's basically this guy who's a comedian making fun of it all,
Yeah, in fact, they're saying in the headline that it may not exist. In fact, I have it here somewhere, and I can dig it out. Yeah, our man at Bilderberg Group, in pursuit of the world's most powerful cabal, it is rumored.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new silver solution liquid form was shown to be a powerful preventative for H5N1 influenza. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and virus. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, now simulcasting for the final 2 hours of this four-hour transmission. I am here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. And we appreciate everybody joining us. I'm finishing up with the editor and writer at Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo, great political mind and researcher. Believe me, we've looked for folks that can work in our operation. They're few and far between. Kurt's one of them. Other folks seem to always have flaws or blind spots when it comes to researching the New World Order. I'm sad to say I wish our numbers were greater of those that have a really deep understanding. And, of course, another person I found out there who I for years watched and researched and decided to be a member of the team, and we're honored to have him, Paul Watson, now for 6 years. And he runs PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv with his brother Steve Watson. It also does a fine job. Finishing up in this segment, the next, and I got another guest coming on, and I appreciate your time, gentlemen. Paul Watson, I want to shift gears now into, because if we just cover this by itself, it doesn't bring the full import of what we're facing. They are creating class warfare and envy. And in the U.S., in England, they have similar programs. They say, does your neighbor look like they have more money than they should? Find out what job they've got. Ask them what their salary is and call police. You'll get a percentage of anything seized from black market business, garage sale money, coin collections they've sold, drugs, you know. This is all under Homeland Security here and in England. They're taking the anti-terror system they've set up and the spy networks. They sell the public on, we're going to have spies, we need citizens tattling, we're listening to your phones without warrants, but it's to fight al-Qaeda. You don't want al-Qaeda to attack, do you? You saw 7-7, you saw 9-11. Now they just admit here in the U.S. and overseas, spy on your neighbors, spy on gun owners. If your neighbor has a gun, call the police on them, the billboards say, when the guns aren't illegal. I mean, it's getting bad. And guys, pull this up on screen for folks that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. It says, police encourage citizens to report people who drive nice cars. I want them to see the picture of the police chiefs and people smiling like criminals. I mean, they know this is asinine. It's a big joke to them. If you criticize open borders, you'll be arrested. It shows on here a poster of a guy in a suit saying, too much bling, give us a ring. And it says, bling, call the police immediately if your neighbor has a boat or a nice car. And it says, in this recession, you're not supposed to have money. Paul Watson, this is creating class warfare. This is communism. This is what the Reds did. They said, arrest your neighbor. He's rich. Get him. Paul, it's happening. I can't even believe this.
Well, political scientists are now just saying that the UK is a totalitarian state. There's no doubt about it anymore. And this is a campaign by Gloucestershire Police Force, who incidentally were the same police force who arrested Robin Page for saying that farming groups should have the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. They're also the same police force that set up Operation Napkin, which was where they sent out police officers to sit in curry houses and spy on people's conversations to check if they had if they said any racial terms, and arrests were made.
Who is this demon in the middle? I mean, he looks like the epitome of a thug, of a jackboot. I mean, that guy would be, if I was a big filmmaker making a new 1984, he would be an inter-party official. I mean, I would come to him and say, we want to cast you as a piece of absolute degenerate, parasitical trash.
It looks like the chief constable to me, but I'm not sure. But yeah, it's a campaign put out by the police, which encourages people to report on other citizens who drive nice cars or buy expensive items.
This is just meant to get everybody tattling on everybody. Stay there, Paul. One more segment. I want to get Kurt Nemo's take on this. And they're doing the same stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they are moving on everybody full force. They're not just saying Michael Savage will be arrested if he comes to England. I mean, they're going after me. They're shutting me off everywhere. I mean, we're under attack because these people mean to make us their slaves, and they know that some of us aren't going along with it. Little punk.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Mortensen.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Viggo Mortensen and a lot of other folks are in the film. Reclaiming the Blade. And we are going to have Daniel McNichol, the filmmaker, on to talk about it, because it gets into how the general public was disarmed. It gets into how the right to keep and bear arms, very important, and how swordplay is coming back into the culture. And by the way, you know, there's a joke, they could disarm us, but if we had knives, which everybody does, you could, you know, get a weapon, get a firearm very, very quickly. So it is good to know how to use a knife or a sword. And it's a lot of fun, so I'm interested a little bit in it. And so we're going to be going over that. Can somebody email me and tell me how to get rid of fruit flies? There's no food, there's no water, there's nothing open around the office. And it just gets worse and worse. Earlier, I was ranting and raving in the first hour, and one flew in my mouth and into my, you know. You ever been riding a bicycle and those little gnats go in your throat? You open the front door out there, and there's just millions of them. You know, they're flying around in swarms. They got in the office, and I don't know if you can see them flying by. It's like, meow, there went one. I mean, meow, meow. I can barely keep my focus. They're landing on my nose. The battle continues, though. We're in here defeating them, hopefully. All right, I'm going to shut up about that. Kurt Nemo, you hear what Paul Watson is talking about. We're going to go back to him in a moment. But this is happening everywhere. This is to get everybody to tattle on everybody. You read all these federal reports here in the U.S. They're identical to the ones in England and Canada and Germany and Europe. It's, does your neighbor have a cell phone? Are they nice to police? Do they want to be involved in community stuff? They're probably a secret right-wing terrorist. And then now they're announcing restrictions on free speech, and anybody in the DHS reports listed as extremists won't be able to own guns. Exactly what White House Chief of Staff said in speeches. And still the public can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, we knew they were going to set this up, but to have them coming right out and going, yeah, we're going to take your free speech and take your guns. I mean, without a judge or jury. And then now in England, report your neighbor if they smoke cigars or wear a suit and tie. It says they shouldn't have that much money in this recession. Get money from the government to start spying on your neighbor. Ask your neighbors questions. We're going to go to Paul Watson in a moment, and the 20 after, we've got our next guest coming up. But Kurt Nemo, your take on this.
Well, this is kind of, you know, it reminds me of Orwell's 1984, the junior spies who were spying on Winston Smith. You know, it's the same thing. It's a classic attribute of totalitarianism. It happened in Red China. It happened with the Hitler Jugend in Germany. It's a standard procedure, and that's precisely what they're doing. Class warfare works wonderfully.
Well, they also, you know, aren't even denying any of this anymore. I mean, we were brought up that China restricted free speech when it was a police state. We were brought up that Russia did that. We were brought up that all of this was going on and happening. Chinese-style net censorship, where they block things, block IPs, have firewalls, where they have government gatekeepers. The New York Times comes out and says we need a kinder, gentler internet that doesn't let the general public blog without licenses, and you'll get felony charges if you hurt someone's feelings, and you'll have to have a subdomain on a bigger domain so you have no rights. And they say we're going to gatekeep and take your free speech for your own interest, and they're openly phasing in Chinese net-style censorship where they're purging all the Alex Jones videos, and the media just goes, so what? Because the old media has to kill us. They can't put up with a level playing field because we're telling the truth and they're not.
And as well, the corporate structure can't, you know, cotton the fact that Alex Jones is on there talking the truth. You know, I mean, take a look at what's happening to YouTube. It's being, you know, turning into the next Hulu. You know, it's turning into a corporate base for their commercials and their cartoons and their TV shows. So
yeah, well, we told people that. We'd seen this with other web systems, and we know the globalist tactics of phasing things in. And I would go in and we'd write articles where Google 3 years ago put out corporate reports about the model they were going to phase in the next few years and how they were going to get rid of, most of the user videos and only have selected people they choose. They're going to use a very high standard of micromanaging and, you know, the contracts you sign digitally to be on there where they can suspend you for no reason. And that's now happening. And we told people they were phasing out 2 years ago. We said they're starting to phase out Google video. Now they've completely phased it out. No more uploading to it. They're now doing the same phase out the same way they did it, restricting views, knocking channels off, killing or locking down videos when they hit, you know, the top videos, and then turning them back on later when they're out of the top 100, getting rid of the top 100 or most viewed in the front page, making it popular, just what they want to push, relegating user videos to subpages.
The innocuous pablum stays on there, the volleyball girls and all that stuff remains.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, the issue is they really are killing YouTube right now. I mean, they really are shutting it down. They are phasing it out. But they know through domestication tactics of mind control, same way you domesticate a horse or a cow or a pig or a dog, they are easing us into this. And I tell people, look, you know, Google admittedly is run by NASA and the NSA. And here's the CIA agent and the founding documents, and they give all their money to eugenics, and you know, here's their own, you know, charitable giving, billions a year. And people just say, no, it's not happening, Alex. Don't fearmonger. Paul Watson, I want to get back into this whole Stasi thing, but before we forget, get into this Google situation.
Well, that's right. The other day, Google officially suspended all video uploads. They said they were going to do that up to a year ago, I remember them saying that, and they went ahead and did it. And the thing with YouTube is that they now, on their news and politics page, for example, they don't put the videos on there that are watched by the most amount of people. They select the videos, and the videos in news and politics aren't very much different from the ones on the front page. You know, it's like it's drunk footballers staggering around.
That's right. Every day they post the amazing atheist, and it'll have like 20 views. They post him. By the end of the day, he's got 100,000 views. Meanwhile, we'll have videos that get 300,000 views in a day, never on the front page. I mean, they admit that they are phasing it all out, folks. It's happening.
And that, I mean, it's because it's an unsustainable business model. YouTube are deep in the red. But unlike what would normally happen and that you would take advertising, they're just going to hand over the control of their entire content to these big Hollywood production studios. And when that happens, there's no place on there for the Alex Jones channel or the Info Warrior.
Look, what they do is they know the model, and I've talked to a lot of CEOs and media people. They go, Alex, we know you'd be the biggest thing in the country or anybody else like you. We know this Patriot anti-New World Order stuff is the hottest thing. We know the whole world's in rebellion. And so what they do is they give the people a platform for a time to get us addicted, and then they just take it away. They want to dominate market share. And YouTube is bigger than all other video sharing sites combined. You can look at the graphs and statistics. And so they've dominated the market with freedom of speech, and now they're getting rid of it. And because they're moving in with Internet 2 to shut down the other sites. They couldn't do that till they were ready to shut down the others, or everybody would just leave. That's my point, is they're moving in with what Jay Rockefeller said, shutting down the web. Go ahead, Paul.
That's right. And I mean, Rupert Murdoch said it a few days ago that the internet in its current form cannot go on, that it's going to end, because they've lost a huge amount of their audience. I'm talking about people like News Corporation with Fox News and New York Post and newspapers like that.
And again, these people mean business. They do everything they say they're going to do, or they try it. And they never quit. They come back again and again. They're saying everywhere for 7 years at Internet 2 conferences in Austin, Texas, and London, and Tokyo, read the minutes, they are going to kill the web and how they do it. And I told you how they do it. People, oh, shut up, Alex. Look, it's happening, folks. I'm sorry, Paul, to interrupt you. I'm just so angry about this.
No, I mean, we said it all in early 2006, right when MySpace was taking off. We wrote an article saying it's a Trojan horse. It's designed to centralize power on the internet, get everybody to use MySpace as their little blog. And so, you know, when MySpace says that you can't have this political opinion or that political opinion, that's it. Your account's suspended.
And we have their own internal documents, and they've admitted, I am banned. They don't let me send our bulletins or videos. They let us have the page. We know we really have hundreds of thousands of members. They've frozen us at 55,000, and they admit they do it. We have their own moderators going, yeah, you're banned. Prison Planet and InfoWars are not allowed to be shared on MySpace. Then they lie to the public, though, and say they're not doing it. Meanwhile, in England, Paul, you were trying to finish up. I'm going to have to hold you guys over again. Move the guests back. I apologize to the guests. I really love the movie, and we're going to plug it. I've got to finish up with five more minutes with you guys. Meanwhile, We've got to fight this. And that's why I tell the listeners, use YouTube. You can't use Google. I kept saying use Google before they shut down Google Video. Gone. Use YouTube. I'd say we're 6 months out from complete control unless we fight it. If there's enough of a rebellion, they may back off. And Doppelgang, copy all our videos, every other major video site, Blip TV, you name it. But folks, we got to do this now. Who are they censoring? Me. Because we're effective. Kurt Nemo.
Well, they don't have the resources as well to stop people from uploading unless they ban uploading altogether like Google's plans to do. So people can go in there and post your videos, and it's kind of like whack-a-mole to them. You know, they're going to have to keep trying to get rid of them, and it's going to be hard to do until they totally ban, you know, like Google has, any kind of uploads.
Exactly. Well, I mean, my point is, we are now here. They're now announcing that they've got bills introduced that will say you'll be felony arrested if you criticize someone and they say they hurt their feelings. They sign an affidavit saying my feelings are hurt, 5 years in prison, $200,000 fine, federal prison. Mainstream. They got bills to ban guns. Mainstream. The attorney general saying if I don't like you, you won't own a gun and you'll never be able to get off the list. Mainstream. I mean, 14 plus trillion stolen in 7 months. Mainstream. FEMA camps being built. Mainstream. They're taking over now, and they're going to kill the web as you know it. That's why we're on AM and FM, shortwave. But they're saying they're going to censor with fairness doctrine that. That's why we got DVDs, you know. But I may get arrested, folks. I mean.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
At the end of the show today, I'm going to announce 2 new films. That's a little surprise. 2 new films that we've made in the last month here, very quietly. So that's coming up at the end of the show today. The next segment, Reclaiming the Blade. Amazing film. This sucker, just you can't put it down. And no, we're not selling it, but we ought to. So that's coming up. Then your calls continually in the last hour, just blitzing your phone calls. Here's one of the new films. Oh, I'm going to be showing that to folks later at the end of the show. So wait for that surprise. Very proud of my crew and what they've done, everybody here together. Okay, in closing, I'm obnoxious and I'm not letting Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson talk because everything they say freaks me out, makes me want to expose more stuff I'm thinking of because it's so incredible that we're actually going into real tyranny. Paul Watson, closing comments on the censorship, the attack on free speech, England saying spy on your neighbors if they're wearing nice jewelry. They show a picture of a guy with a boat in his yard and say, call the cops if your neighbor has things that are nice. Ask them questions about what they make. I mean, you know, they've done the bait and switch from this is for terrorism to this is for tax collection. This is getting bad.
They're basically trying to get the population all suspicious of each other, and so, you know, it creates a kind of self-regulation of the Stasi police state. The previous poster campaigns put out by the London Metropolitan Police say that the people who look at CCTV cameras are suspicious. People that own mobile phones, computers, white vans, and people who live in apartments are suspicious and potentially terrorists. People who return items bought at a store and get a refund on their credit card are potential terrorists. And the list goes on and on. We've got a link to those previous articles. So basically, they're just classifying the whole population as potential terrorists so that everybody watches and informs on each other and creates this Stasi state that they want.
Well, that was certainly well said. And again, this isn't close to classical hardcore tyranny. This is overblown. I mean, this is the real McCoy. This, if this was wrestling, this is The Rock. This is Hulk Hogan. This is, you know, Andre the Giant. I mean, this is Hitler level. This is Stalin level. This is Mao level, what they're attempting. There's no doubt. Okay? Folks, I'm not just saying that. And we didn't just say this was an engineered flu virus. It's now come out it clearly was. Kurt Nemo.
And as well, this whole paranoia, this social paranoia they're engendering, you know, complements their electronic police state that they're putting in, you know, where everything you do, every website you go to, every credit card transaction you make, every cell phone call you make is put into a database. So, you know, this complements that as well. And, you know, it's just the next level that they're ratcheting up. And what's going on in England's going to end up coming here sooner or later.
No, it's already here. Remember a year ago when they announced huge cash bonuses for tattling on your neighbors and spies to spy for the IRS, and that the IRS no longer has to have warrants, and that it was going to increase its enforcers, but only on blue collar and middle class, none, literally almost none for the rich.
Yeah, but it's really in your face over there. They've got posters and stuff, you know, where they're telling you to spy on your neighbors.
No, I know. I agree with you, Kurt. I agree. I mean, England's about 3-4 years ahead of us. Watson, you got to get out of there. As bad as the U.S. is, you got to get over here, bro. I mean, that place, they're now announcing they're going to arrest everybody. This is out of the Wisconsin News. Court rules secret GPS tracking without a warrant is now legal. And they say no more warrants for cops to stick GPS on your car. On top of that, England has announced what we said. Not only will satellite tracker boxes be in all your cars, taxing you by the mile, up to a pound a mile. That's $2 a mile, basically, or almost $2. They're now announcing it will regulate and control your car's speed with automatic shutoff for the police. That's right. BBC. I mean, and they're now announcing it here. I mean, my God, the government remote controlling your car is Big Brother, folks. Cameras in school bathrooms. That's why I'm free. Paul Watson.
Well, the good news is, Alex, the harder they push, the more people see what's happening around them. Case in point regarding the internet again, Lycos.com, top 50 searches. You've got Facebook, Wikipedia, Drudge Report, Twitter. Who else is on there? Alex Jones, InfoWars, GCN Live, Steve Quayle. So in the top 50 searches with Facebook, Twitter, Wikipedia.
Wait a minute. See, we don't even toot our own horns. You're telling me that we're in the top 50 searches now? It's not Janet Jackson or Anna Nicole Smith. It's us?
Exactly, on Lycos.com. I've got the screenshots.
Hey, I like that.
Wow.
No wonder the enemy is becoming upset. The emperor's going, we have a new enemy. Defeat Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, and Obi-Wan Alex Jones immediately. Hey, guys, look, regardless, we're going up against hardcore thugs and tyrants. It's one hell of a fight. Isn't life exciting, though, men? Is life not exciting, men?
Yes.
Let me hear your war growl, both of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396.
866-598-7396.
Yeah, watching this here at the office, it is like Discovery or History Channel or Nova quality. And it's got all these huge actors, a lot of the folks from Lord of the Rings. I remember watching the making of Lord of the Rings. They had the Swordmaster saying that Viggo was the best swordsman he'd ever seen for an actor. And he trained hundreds. He was listing all the things he'd done. I think that guy's in here. I think I recognized him when I was watching it in your office a few weeks ago when it came. And it turns out the maker of this is also a listener of the show. And so we appreciate Daniel McNichol for coming on. And just very, very exciting. And this thing is not out yet. So when it comes out, we'll have him back on. Maybe we'll even carry it. But I would hope this would be in theaters or on TV. I'm flattered that we've kind of gotten this first, kind of a sneak peek here. In fact, I've been so busy, I never even asked if we could play a clip or something. But whatever, it doesn't matter. Maybe on the second time he comes on. But Daniel McNichol, thank you for coming on today, sir.
It's my pleasure, Alex, and let me say it is a pleasure to be on your show, and you're a very good man, and keep up the great work.
Well, I try. You're a great guy, because I always make the point, reading up on history, that going back to Rome, going back to the samurai 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago in Japan, going back to the Sun Kings in France, going back to the Tudors, the commoners, the slaves, couldn't own hunting dogs, couldn't have knives over a certain length with pointed ends. And, of course, you cover that. That's what I love, is this is something with big stars and a lot of folks that actually explains that having a blade, was a thing of nobility, and that's what nobility is force and the ability to carry out force. Your film is really pro-self-defense as well, but that's only one facet of it. So it's great to have you here. And I'll tell you who's also a big fan is our producer here, Rob Dew. Because when he came to me at first, I said, a show about swords? I go, I have sword fights with my kids. And, I fence at about a third grade level. My dad was real good at fencing in college. So I know a little bit about it. But he said, no, watch the film. And I did. So it's great to have you here. The film is Reclaiming the Blade. Why do you say Reclaiming the Blade?
Reclaiming the Blade, the movie. Actually, I must say that it is, even though it won't be in stores, which is Barnes & Noble and Target and Best Buy and Blockbuster and all that type of stuff, that happens July 7th. But it actually is. We're being a bit sneaky, and we're going to go. We've already gone ahead, and we're releasing it directly from Galatia Films Home Entertainment, which is our shingle production company that put this film out. So
okay, how do folks get it then? How do folks get it right now then?
Swordmovie.com. ReclaimingTheBlade.com. You can actually order the film, and it actually is a two-disc set. So the second disc has a lot of great bonus features. There's like 4 hours of extra interviews with Viggo Mortensen and some great stuff from What a Workshop, because we went down to New Zealand.
Yeah, how did you get Viggo in this? I guess he's just a sword fanatic, is what I've heard.
Viggo is a great guy, and I can't say enough good things about him. He'll do something not based on money, but based on whether or not he thinks it's a passion project. You know what I mean? So that's what's great about him. He's not one of these Hollywood actors that's driven by dollars, So he just felt like it was the right thing to do. And obviously one thing that attracted him was our tribute to Bob Anderson. So we did an exclusive with Bob, who was Darth Vader. He was actually in Darth Vader's costume, training Mark Hamill, doing all the lightsaber duels with him in the first early films. He's trained Johnny Depp, who's also a big fan as well. And, he's worked with everyone from Errol Flynn to Viggo Mortensen. He's just a legend in the industry when it comes to fight choreography. But the interesting thing about the film, when I was writing it, I really wanted to get into the script some verbology, if you will, just some text in there that John Rhys-Davies would read, because John Rhys-Davies actually is a good friend of mine. He narrated the film. And I was fascinated with this idea of the kings. And basically, the kings of England had two choices when they were looking at an army. They had a choice A, which was hire your own military. That is, pay for your knights, pay them money. It's a financed army. So that's option A. Option B is let your whole country and all of your nation and all of your boys 13 ages and up, study the longbow, study the sword, and be capable with arms.
Yeah, that was the Dutch and the Swiss model and others, was to raise your army as the militia.
Absolutely.
And those always turned out to be the countries that didn't get invaded. But if you had oppressive nobles, they didn't like to arm their people. So we think 1776 is where this keep and bear arms thing all began. No, it was a free man thing. People had arms in England. That's what the Magna Carta was all about. And that's what's so great about your film is that I think it's a great defense of the Second Amendment.
Absolutely. And I'll just go ahead and say on record, John Rhys Davies is the Charlton Heston of today. I mean, he is a great defender of the Second Amendment. I don't want to really speak for any of the other actors. You know, they're great guys. I know Viggo's obviously a supporter of Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, for the anti-war thing, I know Viggo's active. The point is, your film's message shows how fundamental people think we want swords. Or we want guns because we pet them and kiss them and it's our extension of our manhood. No, we know it is handed down. It is a sacred obligation that a free man is armed. A slave doesn't have access to weapons.
Absolutely. And if you look at the greatest periods of English history, they weren't the Dark Ages where, you know, the knights, you know, were paid by the king. They were an age where the king, and as we know, English history is when you study English history, you look at the history of the monarchies, you know, which king was in power at any given time. And the kings that gave the power to the people, they were taking a risk in a way, because if the people didn't like what the king was doing, they wouldn't support him. They'd say, I don't think so, you know. And so, so the king was beholden to the people, and the people had a checks and balance that existed in the sword.
Oh,
so the
exactly.
sword is really a checks and balance. You know?
That's it. You say it so simply instead of me sputtering and babbling. It is a check and balance. It is a canary in the coal mine. It is a great equalizer. As the UN says, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Well, we believe a power monopoly of the state is illegitimate. But that's why this film is so important. And I didn't know it was available today. I guess you just started offering it. So, folks, tell folks how they get it again.
We might get in trouble for this, but, you know, let it be. It's actually available. It's swordmovie.com and Reclaim the Blade. It'll be in stores, Target, Barnes & Noble, et cetera, July 7th. And that's when we're really going to, you know, hit with the publicity. And I'd love to have John Rhys Davies on your show.
Let's do it.
That date.
And I promise I won't get you on late again. I just got into a rant and then you were with it.
And now, if I could, I would love to send you guys some lightsabers. I'll send you a couple so you guys can. They're a lot of fun. The new Force FX lightsabers, I don't know if you've seen them that Hasbro makes, but they're metal and plastic handles that are really heavy. So they got the good feel and the weight of a sword. And then they have all the sights and sounds of like a real lightsaber.
No, I know. I've got five of them. I've got the little, I've got Yoda ones for my kids, little green ones. My bigger daughter and my son, because the baby obviously can't have sword fights, they attack me, and it's gotten to the point where they're beating me, and then I'll be fighting my son alone, and he's beating me some of the time. So, we have absolute knockdown dragouts, and the neighbors are looking out their windows in the backyard at night. We're like, it's just total warfare. But, no, I want some of those. I want some more.
I'll send some more, and I'll tell you what. Look, I don't mean to get into the whole movie thing, but that's the great thing about movies. When you look at Robin Hood, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Pirates of the Caribbean, 300, Gladiator, all of these movies have the same message, and that is essentially at the core you have a rebel army against an empire. I mean, you look at Robin Hood. You've got Robin Hood. He robs from the rich. He gives to the poor. He protects the poor. King Richard is off on a crusade, and King John is this corrupt tyrant that has taken over England, and here's Robin Hood. You know, he's a rebel. Same thing with Star Wars. Same exact thing. You have the Rebel Alliance. You have Order 66, which was execute all the rebels. You look at Pirates of the Caribbean. You have free sailors, free pirates, and you have this corrupt, tyrannical British Empire at the time. Obviously, a lot of these stories are based in fiction and history, but Pirates of the Caribbean. Whether you're big on pirates or not, I mean, at the core of the story, it's about free men fighting against unjust taxes, no representation, and so they were thugs out, doing what they could, Same thing with 300. 300 is a very good example because you have obviously 300 Spartans, And then Gladiator, same thing. So, you know, in studying.
And by the way, for folks that don't know, 300's a true story. Now, the movie,
yes,
the comic book version, they add some ridiculous goblins and things, but I mean, that story is true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for those that don't know.
It's fun to delve into the movies, and that was something I.
We just lost his phone line. Let's call him back and get him back on. That happens occasionally. Genesis phone system didn't go down, did it? All right, call him back. That was his phone then. Okay, you know what? Let's bring Rob Dew in on this because, again, I wouldn't just have somebody on about a movie about swords. This is about the history of it and how it's a check and balance and how people fought to have the right to be armed. And absolutely, it was also a right to have social mobility. The first things that got liberalized, because, frankly, the kings wanted to have larger, stronger armies to take over other nations, so they allowed limited freedom. But the arming of the people did allow then the overthrow of some of the corrupt regimes that led into the Renaissance more than even the Black Plague did. And then out of that, you had upward mobility. Now, somebody who wasn't born into nobility, they could become a knight. You know, they could become, and then that created, you know, that's why the old fable of King Arthur that has its roots in reality, you know, it was the commoner pulling the sword out of the stone, but of course he wasn't really a commoner. So this is a big deal. This is about getting out of a caste system, and we first see the caste system being overthrown to a certain extent with the free people becoming armed. Going back to our guest, Daniel McNichol, and the new film, Reclaiming the Blade, available here for the first time today at their website, reclaimingtheblade.com. Okay, continue. You got cut off.
You know, technical difficulties there. But, you know, at the heart of these stories is a message that I think, and hey, that's why they sell tickets for these type of movies, because it's something that resonates with people. You know, and that's the bottom line. If it didn't resonate and it didn't sell tickets, they wouldn't make those.
It's an archetypal ancestral memory, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
I mean, it's simple. Humans defending themselves from saber-toothed tigers with a club. I mean, you know, you're supposed to have weapons. It's that simple. And the weapons aren't bad. It's the people that wield them sometimes in a bad way. Other points about the film and then the extra disc that comes along with it.
Sure. You know, there's a lot of extra interviews with Viggo Mortensen and Carl Urban, who's in the new Star Trek movie, who was also in Lord of the Rings and has done a lot of sword wielding on a number of films. And then also Ken Sparling from Skywalker Sound did the 5.1 surround mix. So if you're at all interested in just some good. We tried to make the documentary less informative and informative but entertaining at the same time, and I hope we did that, because it's a bit, I wanted to add some epicness to it. And Lakeshore Records put out our soundtrack, and there's a lot of great artists, The Doves, Juliana Hatfield, Swerve Driver.
You've also got Gimli in it, the dwarf from Lord of the Rings, who's also one of the stars, and stuff like Raiders from the Lost Ark. I love that actor. Tell us about him.
Yeah, John Rhys-Davies is a great guy. I mean, he's a wonderful actor. He's very talented. He narrated the film. And
you were talking about him earlier. He's the guy that is a patriot for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, no questions asked. I mean, John is he's a lover of history. He understands history. He understands where we're at today. And as I said, I think we should definitely get him on the show to talk. He's a great guy. Actually, I wrote the narration for him, but he's so intelligent and bright that he actually added his own, you know, personality to it. You know, I'm not the greatest writer in the world, so he was able to work with me on that, and we were able to really get a great message in there. But I knew from the start when I started developing the film that he'd be a great voice for it. And,
tell us about this Swordmaster that did all the Star Wars stuff and the rest of it, because I think I've seen him in the documentaries about Lord of the Rings. That's the guy that trained Viggo, right?
Sure, yeah, Bob Anderson. He's trained Errol Flynn. He's 80 plus years old. So I feel fortunate that we were able to sit down with him and have this interview. He's very spry for 80, and he's an amazing person. He trained, you know, Johnny Depp, Viggo Mortensen. He's a very well-known.
He looks like he's about 68 years old, and you're saying he's 80.
Yeah, he looks good, you know, and that's part of what I would like to see is exercise with the sword, because it's something that attaches you. It's not just running you're not just running on a treadmill. You know, you're exercising with a sword. There's some thought behind it. There's some passion and spirit behind it. So it's a lot of fun. I hope, and I like to think, and, you know, and I romanticize things about things sometimes a bit too much, but I'd like to think the sword has kept him alive for a while. But he's a really, really passionate person in the film, and we have he's a big part of it. And then also another part of the film is the academics. I mean, we went to Oxford, and we talked to a lot of really good martial arts experts, and we talk a lot about, you know, historical European martial arts and how the gun basically kind of changed, warfare and how the sword evolved more into a sport and also into, a symbol as opposed to just being a weapon. But getting back to the English history of it, when you look at the English longbow, which is a really amazing tool and a weapon, the accuracy they had with the English longbow, which every, you know, as I say, able-bodied male was to train with the longbow. The accuracy was so good, they could hit a target further away than you could with a gun. I mean, they could really hit a target well. I mean, obviously with scopes and
everything. Oh, the compound bow, and I'm no big mastermind with the bow, but I've done some deer hunting with them. I can shoot like a sapling at 150 yards, that big a round. You know, I'll say, I'm going to shoot that black, knot on that tree with a target arrow and actually hit it. I mean, that's the thing, is they try to destroy the Second Amendment. We need to try to keep it, but also get good with bows, get good with swords. It's, and plus it's a lot of fun, and fencing is exhausting, is it not?
I have to confess, I'm a filmmaker first and a martial artist on the side. I love doing the martial arts too, but I'm not that great at it. You know, I leave that. But let me tell you about another project that could be really cool that we're working on. I don't know if you've seen Batman or Batman Begins or Dark Knight, but a lot of the fight choreography in that movie, I've been talking to some of the developers of that fight choreography, and I'd like to do another Reclaiming the Blade type movie with Husto and another guy. He worked with Christopher Nolan and Christian Bale. He trained Heath Ledger actually for The Dark Knight, and Liam Neeson as well. But there's some really cool martial arts of just hand-to-hand combat. And you know, a lot of your listeners may not know this, but they've actually seen the fighting style called Casey's Fighting Method, KFM, which was used in The Dark Knight and also used in the other film, Batman Begins. But it's just another interesting project.
Well, let's talk more about the film that just now is coming out when we come back. And Rob Dew, my producer's got some comments. I've been running on here. We really appreciate our guest, Daniel McNichol, joining us. I'm Alex Jones.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
All right, we're going to try to hold Daniel McNichol 5 minutes in the next hour. Burmese has huge breaking news on the swine flu, genetically engineered bioweapon story. This is huge, and it's mainstream, hidden in plain view. And I'd forgotten about this when he pointed it out to me. So we have all these big scientists saying it was clearly engineered. We told you so. Big new developments coming up after I take a gamut of calls, opening the phones up again for those that were holding that we had to let go earlier, 1-800-259-9231. And a big news blitz of stuff I haven't covered coming up. But Rob, dude, I know you're a huge fan of this film as well. I mean, I hope this ends up being on TV. That's my next question. But any comments you've got about the new film out now, Reclaiming the Blade?
Well, there's a couple things I like about it. The intro is really amazing, and that'll really draw you in, and it gives you a historical overview plus a pop culture overview and how they kind of merge together. And then, you know, that it's a what these guys are practicing is sort of a lost art, and people are trying to bring it back in because it is another form to defend yourself. And that's another great thing about it. You with your sword could go out and defend yourself, defend your family, defend your belongings. And that's how you proved your worth, you know, is with the sword. And then it goes into, you know, we've had this in Western cultures. We had this in Asian cultures, you know, with their fighting style. And it seems like, you know, the common thing that ground them all together was that blade that they were able to use and defend themselves and defend against tyranny. And that's what I really liked about
Absolutely.
It.
And is this going to end up being on TV?
Absolutely. Yeah. We actually have a wonderful sales agent, Lisa Romanoff. She's doing a very good job. We are going to be airing it on the History Channel, likely PBS and A&E, and there's some other contenders, which would be Discovery Channel, Learning Channel. So absolutely, we're going to definitely have some airtime for this on TV. No question about that. And then, but we're
even though it has a pro arms message. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think, you know, the buyers are basically looking at dollars, and they're basically looking at filling slots and they're looking for content, you know? I mean, the job of any buyer, whether it's a retail buyer or a buyer who's finding content for TV, I mean, they're looking to fill slots, and they're looking for content that's gonna, to be appealing to their audience. And so, yeah, I think for sure we should have some commercial TV. Actually, Mark Cuban wants to show it on HDNet. So, I mean, but that's another, you know, place. We'll definitely do TV. You know, TV is something, it comes down the line. Typically with filmmaking, you know, you kind of do the theatrical thing, then you do home video, and then TV's kind of later down the line. And that's how we've approached it. However, I think for us, in our marketing, it might do us better to hit the TV a little earlier. So I would say this fall, look for it, on one of these channels or a couple of these channels, and we'll definitely try to get it out there.
Tell us about some of the other things you've done, because this is a pretty big undertaking to get all these folks together and do such a great job. What other things have you worked on?
Well, if I could speak for a moment on filmmaking in general, I wanted to say this to your audience today. It was something that was kind of weighing on me before you called. I thought, you know, that I just felt, you know, that this was important, and that is filmmakers, independent filmmakers, that you love need to be supported. You know, I want to just, you know, say you've produced some great films, and folks need to understand that you have to support the films that you love. You know, I mean, you know, instead of buying a ticket to maybe a big Hollywood blockbuster this summer, why not, you know, grab a copy of something from an independent filmmaker that you love and appreciate, you know, such as some of the titles that you have and some of these other films. But, you know, I think that's important. The audience is a part of the process.
Absolutely. Final five-minute segment coming up with Daniel McNichol. Of course, he is the writer and director of just an amazing film with all these huge stars and history. My favorite type of documentary, Reclaiming the Blade. We'll tell you how you can get a copy of it first. You'll be first. We're honored when we come back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the raworganicvegansuperfoods.com link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you got to check this out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com. Again, that website is raworganicvegansuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Reclaiming the Blade. We have the writer and director on with us right now. A lot of big names, a lot of the, you know, top people in sword training. Just an amazing film. Two-disc set. Disc two is the making of the film. Exclusive additional footage and interviews. Over an hour of sword training videos. I'm going to enjoy watching that, because I got to learn how to beat my 6-year-old and 4-year-old, because they're becoming too powerful for me. Oh, my goodness. And it's presented in widescreen with optional commentary with the director, Daniel McNichol and John Davies. Okay, going back to our guest, last 5 minutes, I've got a lot of questions I could ask, but I just want to tell folks again the websites they can go to get these. Not in stores yet, not on TV yet. I'm honored you're doing this, because, this is great to be able to see something first. Tell folks the best websites to go to again to order this today.
Absolutely. It really technically isn't out until July 7th. We're saying, what the heck, we're getting it out there. Glacier Films Home Entertainment, which is our the label that we're putting it out on. It's swordmovie.com and reclaimingtheblade.com, which are our sites. And you can actually order it directly from there, and we'll ship it to you. It will be in stores and retail box stores July 7th on iTunes, Apple iTunes for download and all that good stuff. And hopefully this fall, definitely this fall, we're going to see it on TV. So Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, who's in the new Star Trek, Weta Workshop. We went down to Weta, who did all the swords for The Lord of the Rings, and did a very in-depth exclusive with them. Richard Taylor, who's the director there. John Rhys-Davies is the narrator. The Royal Armouries in Britain, actually, was a partner of this film, which is awesome. Lakeshore Records put out the soundtrack. Ken Sparling at Skywalker Sound. It's a phenomenal group of people coming together for a really good cause, which in my mind is a tribute to people like Bob Anderson and to people that have worked for years in the industry, but also a tribute to the martial artist and the symbol of the sword, because really the sword is a symbol. You know, it's not necessarily just the sword today. The sword represents so much more. It represents the Second Amendment. It represents, you know, whatever the weapons are of today. It represents all of these things. So It's not just a martial weapon, but it's also a symbol.
Well, I want to get John Rhys-Davies and you back on right before it comes out.
Sure.
Here on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, you know, I'm not a big collector of things, so I don't have time or money to do it, but I actually have bought a few collector swords. I mean, because there were so many millions made over the years, you can get like a 300, 400-year-old sword, you know, for super cheap, and they're just really neat.
By the way, my publicist will kill me if I don't mention this. We are actually giving away some, you know, $900-plus real swords that are made by, like, master swordsmiths. So if you even just sign up on our mailing list, if you don't want to spend the bucks to get a disc, just sign up on our mailing list and you're entered to win one of like 9 swords we're giving away. We're giving away Force Effects lightsabers from Hasbro, so there's a lot of free stuff we're giving away as well. And we'll be at the conventions, you know, Comic-Con and Dragon Con and all those types of
things. Hey, what Star Wars sabers are you giving out? More Yodas?
Well, you know, the Yodas are great for kids, but we're definitely going to be doing some Darth Mauls and some of the Anakin Skywalkers, and my favorite, which is
I've got a green one. I mean, a blue Obi-Wan. One. The Anakin's blue, right?
The Anakin is blue, and then when you go to the dark side, you got the red saber as well. I think the Darth Vader saber, obviously, is red.
I have that.
But yeah, we're giving those away. As I said before, I definitely want to send some to you and just... you know, it would make me happy to think that you guys were running around your studios, you know, having some sword fights every night.
Hey, I was sent by the Darkon folks, from the filmmakers, some Darkon swords. So, no, I want more lightsabers. Bring them. I'll defeat you, Rob Du. Look at Rob Du. I'm going to crush him. I'm going to destroy you as soon as these swords come in. Hey, listen, it was great having the writer and director of Reclaiming the Blade on with us, Daniel McNichol. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope folks get the DVD at the website today, my friend.
My pleasure.
Hey, it was great having you. And listen, talk to Rob as soon as you want to come back on and have the dwarf Gimli on. We're really excited. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye, Candios. Okay, hardcore news straight ahead, but there's some history for you. I love it, so that's why we covered it.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new silver solution liquid form was shown to be a powerful preventative for H5N1 influenza. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and virus. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to take call after call at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. For 5 minutes, huge new breaking swine flu news that is in the San Francisco Chronicle. But it's from decades ago. A key piece of the puzzle coming up, and I'm going to do a news blitz, and announce at the end of the show two new films being released today. Two new films being released today that I've made, that we've made here in this office. Two. Not one, not two. I've been saying one, but it's really two. So big surprise coming up in the show. Let's go right now to Sam in Mass. Sam, thanks for holding it on the air. Hello, Sam.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, hey, Alex. I wanted to touch on the purpose of the GPS census workers. As we are all aware, 140,000 census workers have been sent to every door in America to tag position stop points. Now, we already have a GPS.
That's phase one. They admit they don't ask you questions. It's for the phase two, but it's for SWAT teams and others and for the feds to know where you're at. It's for Homeland Security. That's admitted. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have my own theory. So there really is no need to pay 140,000 workers to redo a job that's already cataloged. Simply put, they have this information already, except they have to do step A and B to get to C. They want C in a single database, your location, your neighbor's location, to track a waypoint system. The only reason they would need this is for a computer system or a computer program. When the swine flu breaks out this winter because people choose to get the virus with their yearly flu vaccine, trading liberty for death, I believe this winter, they've learned from the Holocaust. They will not be coming to your house, forcing you from your home, putting you in jeeps with men and guns, saying, like MTV likes to show the public, it can happen today. No, Alex, they'll come to your house in unmanned vehicles and every day playing soothing noises like an ice cream truck. They will circle the neighborhoods of America and over loudspeaker announce medical attention, food, water, and safety as people board the trucks and take them to FEMA camps. They cannot enforce the New World Order without this virus. Without this pandemic, they don't need to take our guns. They will let their worries rot in the streets and take their worries, you, to government facilities where obviously you can't bring your guns with you.
Sir, well said, and you should write an article about that. Sounds like you did write one. Send that to us. We'll post it because that is one of the things in their fist. They have a fist with 10 cards or so in it. And as I said back on March 5th, a month plus before it got released, I said, nukes, war with Pakistan or Iran, more staged terror attacks like 9/11, a staged flu outbreak, whether real or just hype, that was in their fist of things that they could do. And I said it was a manufactured virus when it broke out, and now they've had to admit that. And then I predicted they would then say, oh, it will mutate later and be deadly. Take your shots. And now they're saying that. I just know the enemy. And if they think we're going to be sold on this and we'll go along with this, they are going to go ahead with it. But the number one videos on YouTube, Google, and all the other top video sites everywhere. You heard Watson earlier on the big search engines, you know, where they list the top searches. It's Infowars.com. It's Alex Jones. We're in the top 50 now of things being searched on the web. When you look at that, you understand we were actually countering them. And that's why they went through YouTube and just blasted every video where I was talking about swine flu because I was exposing that, and I appreciate your call, which shows we've got a chance. They wouldn't be erasing what I do if it wasn't hurting them. And I'm nobody. I'm just some aggressive person that's got a half-decent brain that isn't putting up with slavery. Now, there's a folks a lot smarter and better looking and tougher than I am and got more money than I do. What are you doing sitting on your fat butt? Well, you've decided it's not your job to fight tyranny. You've decided you're not going to be involved in that. Folks, we have no future if you don't see yourself in that role as a freedom fighter against tyranny. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Joshua in Michigan, you're on the air. Joshua, go ahead.
Oh, thanks so much, Alex, for taking the call. You know, I've been a big fan for a long time through the work that you did and Jason Burmis. You guys really woke me up a few years ago. I started doing my homework. And I really want to empathize with them taking down your two YouTube channels or the one that was the
Three.
Alex Jones channel. And the
Three channels, channels run by other people. I call Nate Evans up and go, you have a director account. Can we use it? And he says, oh, I loaded your videos up. They suspended my director account and didn't even say copyright infringement.
No, me too. You know, I had a YouTube channel by the name of Anonymous Patriot USA. I put together a chemtrails documentary.
I remember that. I remember your channel.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I put together the Ultimate Chem Truth documentary that is up on your Infowars.dk site. is part of the four top chemtrails documentaries, and I feel so flattered that you guys recognize the contribution that I made. And I just tried to compile all of the mainstream news footage I could find on chemtrails and the links to Morgellons, the Rents interview, because in December of 2007, I started noticing it and videotaping it and becoming a big proponent of getting the truth out there and putting the dots together. And I've got a new one that's called Chemikill, the movie, and it's got even more extended news coverage and background history. Chemikill, C-H-E-M-A space K-I-L-L.
Well, you know, I'm making a chemtrail film slash eugenics film as well. That's the next thing I'm doing after this next Obama deal we're working on. So please collaborate with us or anything you think we could use. Get it to us. I need everybody to help me. God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Joshua. I can talk to all these callers for 10 hours, but if I'm actually going to get to you, I got to move. Jason in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead. Next door to Michigan. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Hey, I was wondering, Watts was talking earlier about the white vans being labeled as terrorists, and I thought that was kind of funny because I would think that would be something they'd want to look for considering 9/11. That was exactly what the terrorists were using from Israel that I documented so well in the film Missing Links.
Well, certainly there was an Israeli company that was there in white vans, and I had the police chief on. From Bergen County, they have police chiefs in the county. It was like 5-6 years ago. That interview's out there on the web. And I had him on about how he said everybody should be forced to take a microchip. And somebody called in the network and said, that's the same police chief that arrested the Israelis jumping up and down. They left New York. There was an APB out, and he got them. And then he said, yeah, no, it's true, but I'm not going to talk about it. And so absolutely, you know, that's what Fabled Enemies Jason's film gets into that as well. Okay, thank you, Jason. Anything else from Wisconsin?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in Florida. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to let you know, I called Congressman Rooney's office. He's my local senator, congressman, whatever, and I asked him about the MIAC report because I'm a former military veteran myself, and I told him it kind of scared me that this was coming out, and he told me to take it with a grain of salt, that not to take anything too seriously coming out of this administration. Well, this is kind of the country I live in. I can't really take it with a grain of salt, man.
Well, no, that's what they tell you. You know, we're passing laws to where if you're a conservative, you're not going to be allowed to own guns anymore. I mean, they have the bill introduced with the White House Chief of Staff on tape saying, if we list you as an extremist, you are not allowed to own guns anymore. We're going to have a national list. It's now happening. They got 1,100,000 innocent Americans on the fly list. Now they've got the 4 million on the crime list. This is the model I've been telling you for years they were going to use, and it's happening. And they say, shh, shh, shh. So there's a couple bills moving through Congress fast, look like they may pass, to arrest you if somebody says you hurt their feelings on the internet with a federal felony. It's okay. Going to prison is not a big deal. Having no free speech is freedom. And yeah, we're trying to pass laws to have fairness doctrine and yeah, we're trying to pass bills where the attorney general can ban any guns he wants. We have the bill number. And the national media goes, these crazy people like Alex Jones says that Obama wants your guns. So, see, they use psych warfare. As they're trying to take them, they say, we're not taking your guns. Now hand them over. And you're like, what are you talking? What's the mind game here, Mac? They go, just give us the gun, please. Give us the gun. Anything else?
One more just tidbit. I'll tell you, it's been 6 years since I've been out of the military, and they used to line us up and give us shots all the time. They never even told us what it was that they were shooting us with.
And it was illegal for them to give you smallpox and anthrax shots because people said, well, you're in the military, you have no rights. No, if it's an experimental, unapproved vaccine, they, by law, have to get your consent, but they force troops to take it, and that's why the troops have such a higher cancer level than any other group of people.
Right. Well,
that's why I tell troops it's important to answer the questionnaires that you will fire on U.S. citizens, because we've talked to Army doctors and others that if you say, no, I won't fire American citizens, you get sent overseas and you get put on a roster. I'm not kidding. To be given the vaccines that have the cancer viruses to soft kill you. So the troops that say they'll be patriots, 75%+ in the average study, you're given an injection that will kill you 20 years down the road. I'm not kidding.
Well, I was going to say, I haven't been sick since I got out. It's been probably 6 years since I had a cold, the flu, anything. I haven't even had a sore throat, and it's been a long time.
Did you call in when I was on Coast to Coast AM last?
No, sir.
Yeah, there was another guy called in and said that since he hadn't been taking the vaccines, he never gets sick anymore. Good to hear from you. When I was on that show, he said that. Let's go to another one here. Well, no, I don't want to cheat this caller coming up. So we'll come back and go to Thomas, John. Oh, John disagrees. I didn't see that. We'll go to him first. Steve in Texas, Charles in New York. And by the way, the last two swine flus, 76 and 1918, popped up on U.S. military bases. Guess what we found from the 1970? Wait till Jason Burmis is in studio with us 33 after, coming up for a quick 5 minutes. And then I'm going to announce two new films, ladies and gentlemen, two new films that are being released today. Two little salvos, little extra torpedoes we're firing with no promotion. I'm just dropping these with no warning, and we'll announce that at the end of the show. Here's a little tidbit hint. I didn't tell Aaron, so he jumped the gun. Already one of the films is posted at InfoWars.com.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from HempUSA.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from HempUSA.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
the Obama deception, completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
Breaking news. Breaking news coming up in a moment. Big news blitz, and I will play the trailer for the new film I am releasing today. That is, I'm starting pre-orders for it today. And it will be released at PrisonPlanet.tv June 3rd. And the DVDs are now in, so it'll be shipping out. We'll have them all boxed up and ready to be shipped out, so you'll get them very, very quickly after the June 3rd date that is just a few weeks away, 2 weeks away or so. So a lot of stuff coming up at the end of the show I'm going to be announcing. I got a caller that disagrees with me. John in Washington disagrees. So go ahead, John.
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to say that I finally signed up for Prison Planet, and I just love it. The part that I disagree about with this GPS mapping modeling effort that's being conducted right now is in the origins of the mandate. This actually came from, and it took me many hours to find it, this came from the Department of Economic and Social Affairs Statistics Division. It's Statistical Paper Series M, number 67, Revision 2, entitled Principles and Recommendations for Population and Housing Census. This is a United Nations mandate that came out in November of 2008, and
Wait a minute. We actually covered that on the show, so we did mention that. But yes, look, the census, everything, how our national ID cards work, is a 2000 treaty. You're absolutely right. This is United Nations worldwide under global governance wants to know where everything is placed, your name with your home, where you're at, and
on a worldwide basis.
No, I know, and you know what? You know what? We showed that UN document on screen. I spent like 2 minutes on it a week ago. We should do an article about it. Here's the problem: I don't have the writers. Write an article about it. Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com. Send it to Rob D. Send it to Kurt, and one of them will be sure to post it. You know, send it to everybody to make sure and say post it. And so put that together. I mean, I need writers to volunteer. I can't.
Well, I'll be glad to do that because I did it on my, I do a newsletter that I send out to a group that I have in this part of the country. But you know, here's the interesting thing, very odd about this document, is that when it gives on the very first pages, it tells to whom this document applies and it gives the various regions. Every region of the world is covered under this document. And the only one they left out is North America. So apparently Obama has signed on to this United Nations global mandate without the without asking the United Nations.
No, the United States signed on to it, and it was brought up in 1998, and the UN document we read and posted that's running this, and then the federal agencies signed the treaties. When Bush signed on to UNESCO,
in
2004, Reagan had taken us off in 82. He put us back on it. That's why you see the Statistic Bureau under the census say in 2004 from the document we saw that we're now under this through UN mandate. So, you know, everything's UN orders. Sir, I report on my employees to the North American Union, and you show it to a yuppie and they say, I don't see that. I'll hand my weapons in if the government tells me. I love government. I love being a slave. Oh, God. I can lift a finger and stop all this, but I'm not going to.
Let me ask you, did you show the 2008 revision to on the show, because I certainly missed it, and I try to watch every day.
No, I saw a 2004 and a 1998.
I've got the 2008, so I'll send it over as soon as I get off the phone here, and it'll be under the title line will be Shout.
Good, good. Thank you so much. Listen, I appreciate your call. Title line will be Shout. We'll get that up. Better yet, write an article, because everything you said I know is accurate, so do it. I can't do it. I'm being hit from too many sides. I've been asking Paul Watson and Kurt Nimmo. Kurt wrote one last Saturday. I've been asking Paul Watson for 4 days. I said, write an article about the gun grabbing that ties it in with the White House chief of staff saying we'll all be on list, no judge, no jury, guilty until proven innocent, no owning firearms, tie it in with the bill. It hadn't happened. But they're working. Paul's writing 2-3 articles a day. Steve's writing 1 or 2 a day. Kurt's writing articles a day, updating the sites. I may have the money to hire some more webmasters and writers, but I'm scared to hire people. And by scared, I'm scared of not completing my mission. I mean, there are infiltrators, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of infiltrators. And, you know, it's not pretty. I mean, the feds will get in your office, and they'll come in here and commit crimes and then say, I did it. And it could come out in court that they even did it on their own, and it doesn't matter. The judge will say, it doesn't matter. We set you up. I know that's their fault and they're evil, but that'll shut down what I'm doing. I mean, this isn't a game, folks. This is real. This is as hardcore as it gets. And I get all gutted up and fired up to do what I do every day, but this is real. Jason Burmes for the quick 5-minute breaking news report. Straight ahead, more of your phone calls and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Big announcements coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds
with the devil close behind.
We're gonna ride.
All right, more of your calls coming up from Thomas, Steve, Charles, Tony, and John. That'll probably be all we can get to. Jason Burmes, will you hand me that fly swatter, please?
You got it.
You know, we have hundreds of emails pouring in telling us how to get rid of fruit flies. No one knows where they're coming from, and they're just everywhere in here, landing on my face. And we got fly paper, and they don't like the fly paper. They don't care about the fly paper. They, people are like, well, spray a bunch of poison. I don't want to breathe a bunch of poison. I'm not using it in here. You can keep your cancer for yourselves out there. You know, I was over at my parents one weekend, stand there, and I came in the house about midnight. A couple of roaches running around, big ones, you know, got around here. Because it's been raining a lot, they come in the house. And I killed them with a kitchen rag, popping them. I could have gone and got poison out from under the counter, but no, I don't feel like killing them and killing myself to live. Okay, now I'm going into ancient exterminating tactics. That's how they used to kill locusts, was like these big switches. And in the fields. Hand killing the insects. Okay, let's get serious. Let me reset here for just a moment because I want to get to this with Burmes and then get to your calls. It has come out with top virologists in England, the United States, Canada, Australia. We got two articles, one up at Infowars.com, one at PrisonPlanet.com. Just recapping this and then the new breaking news in a moment. It has come out that Tamiflu developers says swine flu may have been released from a lab. And then there's another article dealing with that. And so the point is H1N1 virus manufactured or result of human error. They're saying clearly it has the markers. It has no pedigree. It wasn't mutated naturally because they can track these viruses. It just came out of the blue, wrong flu season, wrong hemisphere, which is also why I say it didn't escape from some lab. This thing had to be spread. So this is only a whitewash one level, but we're proven right again. Will we see retractions from CNN and others that attacked us? No. But now we know why they're mainly taking down the swine flu videos I did that are on YouTube, suspending the accounts of the videos everywhere. It's me. I'm allowed to get on TV and talk. I'm telling people they can post it, but YouTube says no. They don't even do copyright infringements now. They just take your channel down. Happened to Nate Evans, happened to all the people I know. This is a badge of honor, I think. And Burmes, you kept saying they were going to get rid of Google Videos. We'll talk about that in a moment. But right now, briefly, I remember this in the extras of Oliver Stone's JFK because a new director's edition came out a few years ago, and I watched it, you know, on the treadmill. That's how I watch movies, is, you know, in like a two-part series, you know, an hour on the treadmill and then another hour on the treadmill the next day. And I remember them talking about how a type of flu, a type of fever, swine fever had been released in Cuba. And then it came out years later in the mainstream news, and that's declassified. I'd forgotten. You got an email, got a tip, pulled up the San Francisco Chronicle article. It's confirmed. So 76, it pops up on a military base. 1918, it comes out of a U.S. military base. This new one created in the lab. No doubt about that now. And who's used this stuff before? The CIA and against Latin America. These guys never stop. I mean, every time there's a terror attack, we don't just say it's the government or our government or some other Western government. We go look at the history. We go look at who's done it before. It's like if some guy robs a bank and does it a certain way and the files show that a bank robber was released a year ago in the same area who robs banks, you know, 20 years before the same way, I'm going to go looking for him. I mean, and they have the motive and they have the know-how. Burmese, give us the latest development.
Yeah. So in 1971, the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency officials, operatives linked to anti-Castro terrorists introduced African swine fever virus into Cuba, and, they had to slaughter 500,000 pigs. Now, the only difference between this and the swine flu is that it cannot be transmitted to humans. But this was actually broken by Newsday, which is a big paper out of New York. I use it all the time. A lot of those hard articles in my film Fabled Enemies are cut directly out of there. And I just...
This was a bio attack on the farming industry. This was an economic attack.
Yeah.
And a big part of declassified warfare with the Russians and the U.S., basically run by the same people now, we discover, mm-hmm. in the past, is crops, is insects, is engineered insects. That they drop insects out of a plane that don't just eat your crops, and they've done this before, but carry a virus or bacteria that kills your crops.
Yeah, and affects the wildlife around them as well. What's really interesting is there's four different CIA officials speaking on record here. They won't give their names, but it runs through places like Fort Gullick, an army base near Panama Canal Zone. Of course, the U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo was used to traffic this. And then the final place, I think it was right here, the source of the traveler, who had been trained by the CIA and carried out previous missions for the agency, said he saw no CIA officials aboard the boat that delivered the virus to the trawler in Panama, but added, "We were well paid for this, and Cuban exile groups don't have that kind of money." His account was confirmed by another intelligence source in Miami. You know, it goes on to talk about Venezuela. But basically, again, 1971, Jones, almost 40 years ago, they're releasing a similar bioweapon in a third world nation they're having problems with. And then we have this swine flu just totally emerge. First they blame Mexico. Then they don't have any pigs that have it in Mexico. Then 2 weeks ago now, they said, oh, we finally found the first pig with swine flu, and it was in Canada. And then you have this, this witch for the CFR who did that, swine flu, the fear and flu article right there. And she's saying, it's right over there, Jones, if you're looking for it. So right under that top magazine right there. You see it? The black one?
Newsweek. Oh, yeah, the little piggy snout.
Yeah, the little piggy snout.
Your favorite photo.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's saying that the swine flu wasn't made in a lab. And if you believe that, by the way, Jones, you're a conspiracy theorist and a bad person. But it was founded in America. And then she attacks Lou Dobbs. There hasn't been a single case of swine flu in a pig in America. And that woman who died, that 33-year-old woman, The Texas health officials admit she didn't die from swine flu. That child who died, he had chronic illnesses. He was a premature.
No, she was sick. She was already dying.
Yeah.
All right, key information. Let's get a blurb by Kurt Nimmo or Paul Watson or Steve Watson or you or somebody. TheInfoWarrior.com. You'll go ahead and just get that posted, at least the old San Francisco Chronicle article. Mm-hmm. Jason, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, coming up in about 5, 6, 7 minutes, I'm going to have Rob Dew in here because he worked on one of these new presentations, these new films we're going to be releasing today. So I'll be announcing that coming up in a few minutes. We are now 3 hours, 41 minutes into the transmission. And I want to thank a few of the sponsors we've got that have made this show possible. Then I'm going to go to your calls. One of them's Home Gain. Wonderful folks, HomeGain.com. Home Gain, as in gaining, .com. HomeGain.com. They have a street view system for helping sell your home or finding out its value. They have a system where you can enter in your home's address, and it will tell you instantly what the value of your home is. They have a home sell maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. The most important, it is free. It is free. They're advertiser-driven. So you can find a realtor there as well. It is HomeGain.com. Also, another fine sponsor in these uncertain times, people are insane who don't have gold, silver, firearms, storable foods, water filters. And they have high-quality water filters, all sorts of great things at really low prices. The best storable foods out there, non-GMO, non-hybrid, and they're the biggest, longest-continually operating storable foods outfit in the United States, the J. Michael Stevens Group. The website is efoodsdirect.com. You'll never stand in the bread line if you have your own bread. efoodsdirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com. Another sponsor I want to tell you about. I'm doing 2 days of these because I didn't do them yesterday, all these great folks. Ringtones. On Infowars.com, we've added a new ringtone store. Turn your phone into part of the InfoWar. You can get dozens of ringtones that will make wake up everyone around you. And these are hilarious ringtones, like me going, Obama, Obama, and everything else. Just go check them out. You can listen to them for free. Go to the square banner on InfoWars.com or go to the AlexJonesRingtones.com. Download ringtones with me and support the InfoWar right now. Go there and listen to some of the ringtones like Obama, the Sheep, We Are Under Attack, Mayday, 911 Was an Inside Job. Let your phone wake up people around you. You want to contribute to the InfoWar. This is a great way. Let Alex Jones repeat 911 Was an Inside Job over and over again to the people around you every time your cell phone rings. This will be sure to spark up conversation and give you the opportunity to tell people about the InfoWar. Remember, go to the Alex Jones ringtones.com. That's AlexJonesRingtones.com today. And then finally, one more sponsor I want to tell you about that's made this show possible is Acolablue.com, the best price and the best atmospheric water purifier out there, 7.5 gallons a day. Great deals on these, Acolablue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043. It runs through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis, carbon, UV, antibacterial, fungal, UV light. Just amazing. Grabbing water out of the air and then sending it through all these purifiers. It comes out hot and cold, has a computer display. These things are high tech, very easy to maintain. Acolablue.com, 800-691-6043. Okay, let's jam in a few phone calls, then I'm going to bring Rob Dew in here. In fact, Rob, you can go ahead and come on in here. Let's go ahead now and get to more of these calls, and I'll also do that in the final segment. Let's talk to Thomas in California. Thomas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Greetings from the sunny Central California coast.
Greetings.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about, well, you know, no one's out there doing anything, knowing that no one's out there fighting, and, you know, we should just either give up or we should go and shoot everybody because we're not having any victories. And it seems to me that, you know, you may not see it on the news media because that's the last thing you're going
to
see.
You stole my thunder. They never tell you you have any chance to beat them. They want to destroy our morals and come out and go, yeah, we're criminals. Yeah, we stole $14 trillion and won't tell you where it is. They want to make you capitulate.
As soon as you find an issue and you decide to enter that fight, you will find people coming out of the woodworks trying to help you. You will find so many groups on that issue all fighting it. All having so many victories here, so many victories there in their own little ways. But of course the news doesn't cover it. And of course, look at where we'd be if after the Iraq war people didn't take to the streets by the millions. We already would have invaded Iran. We would have already invaded Syria.
Exactly. Look, Tokyo Rose would tell the GIs, even when Japan was defeated, they'd broadcast on the radio, America's defeated, you've lost, you can't win, it's all over for you. And some GIs, even though they knew that Japan was blown to bits and about to be physically invaded, you know, this is weeks before Hiroshima and Nagasaki, some GIs actually believed it. It's the same thing. They tell you, there's no hope, there's no way to beat us, there's nothing you can do. Baloney. I appreciate your call. I may even go into overdrive today because I want to get to Steve, Charles, Tony, John, and others, and we'll try to cram you in. I got 2 trailers to play, and I'm almost out of time to do this. Number one, because this is a bigger announcement, because we're going to have one of these every month. But the next announcement's even bigger individually. It is the Alex Jones Show, Another Weapon in the Fight for Freedom, DVD Arsenal, the Alex Jones Show, Volume 1, January 2009. Every week or two, a new one up to catching up to 6 months in will be out. And by the end of the year, we're going to have 12 of these, and you can get them all together. $14.95. It's up on Infowars.com. This is featuring David Icke, Joe Rogan, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, Art Acevedo, and these videos are all in super high quality. That's, these are printed DVDs. These have documents, extras, you know, stuff added. This is for people that don't just want to see it in PrisonPlanet.tv, because I upload my film in super high quality. But the live stream, so people can stream it live and pick it up, it's only medium quality. This is high quality. Seeing it is the difference between night and day. It's great to give people. Folks kept asking for these. This is now manufactured. This came in earlier in the week, when it came in Monday. And so we have these in. The next film is going to be in here in a week, but it won't ship till June 3rd. And that's a totally separate film. So, now again, this is really a presentation. The film, I'll tell you about in the next segment. But this is a big announcement. Great way. You can see David Icke there on the cover. This is the first month, and it's the David Icke, Joe Rogan, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, Arde Saavedra. That's the Austin police chief. This is really power packed. Rob, Dew and Jason Douglas have been working on these. Tell folks about the new DVD arsenal.
This has been really a treat, and basically when you hired me, you said, look, I need you to spearhead this project, and me and Jason really took it on, and you know, we've been poring over these all these interviews that you do, trying to find the best parts of each interview. We look at a calendar to see who you had that month, and we really find the best ones, and we take out, you know, a lot of the fluff in the article. It gets down to the nitty-gritty, you know, the real good information that people can
get. Yeah, you guys just shouldn't just hack this stuff out. It's all edited, condensed. It's kind of like a video reader's digest.
It really is. It really is. And it's really something you could take and say, wow, this is kind of what was going on this month. You know, that month it was a lot about expanding your mind and how, you know, how to break yourself out of that mental prison. Next month is all about, like, February is all about personal freedom and state sovereignty.
Yeah, we've got Russell Means, and next month is just a printout because the DVDs aren't here yet, so this right. isn't on sale yet. These are in. You can buy this right now. It just went up minutes ago. This has got Russell Means, Lindsay Williams, Edwin Vieira, Sean Kassinger, Craig Proudly, and state sovereignty special.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of state reps
state
on this
sovereignty
one.
Is about five state reps, the best of those interviews put together. And it really gives you a good history into, you know, the state sovereignty movement, where it's going. And we're already working on March. March is almost done.
Here's Chuck Norris.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're...
That's Chuck Norris, Webster Tarpley, John McManus, Judge Napolitano, Professor George Grayson.
Yep.
Just amazing work.
So we've really been, you know, working hard on these. And what I think is really cool is the beginning of each one, we specially produced a little segment that you're really not going to see anywhere else. The first one, we took a speech that Alex gave at a 9/11 truth.
Yeah, go ahead and roll this. Yeah. This is from the January edition intro. Start rolling it. We'll go out to break with this.
The man makes me proud to be an American. The man is Alex Jones, everybody.
A lot of people before us sacrificed and died in the defense of liberty and the fight against tyranny. A lot of people died so we have the little bit of freedoms we've got. They're precious. They were paid for in blood. I want you to take action, because they can kill us individually, but they cannot kill ideas. Ideas are eternal. Ideas, when they're the truth, are invincible, and ideas are bulletproof. And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Okay, so again, you can get part one of the DVD Arsenal in the InfoWar right now at InfoWars.com, and everybody requested it. You know, Aaron Russo told me, I may not make it with this cancer, and I want you to come interview me. It was his idea. Because we talked about Nick Rockefeller on the air and stuff, and it was important. And he was down in Houston. He'd had cancer 4 years, had scores of surgeries. He could hardly walk when I got there. He couldn't do it the first day he was supposed to. We had to wait a day, and we did it the next day. He wouldn't talk about that on air. I mean, he could hardly walk. He's in pain during the interview. And it's the last videotaped interview with Aaron Russo. And we released large parts of it to PrisonPlanet.tv. And then on the web, there's millions of views of it. I mean, it's all over the place. Millions. One will have a million views, one 600,000 views, one 300,000 views, you know, the versions of it. But there was a lot of the interview that we didn't release. And there was, you know, even stuff with us arguing behind the scenes a little bit about this point or that point. And also we interviewed him when we went to dinner with him. And that's in there, and it's 90 minutes, and I did little two-minute updates four or five times, six times in the film, where I tie in what he said then, 2 years ago, with what's now happening today. So it is a 91-minute film, and let's go ahead and punch it up. It is a legacy of freedom that will live on. You can pre-order that, but it ships June 3rd. And these come in next week, so we'll be packing them up, and you'll get them very, very quickly. It'll also be at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can order right now the DVD Arsenal Part 1, this bad boy right here with David Icke on the front. David Icke, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, Joe Rogan, and Art Aceveda, and myself, of course. So, but this, we spent a month or so, you know, taking the old interview on the tapes. It's in high quality, you know, it's shot, in high def. Of course, then it's condensed to a regular DVD, but it has that high def look. It's got all this new documentation, video put over Aaron, and it talks about in the Fed and how we got rid of the bankers and a call to action. Very important film. People kept requesting this for the last 2 years. Hey, put that on DVD. And I said, hey, it's free on the internet. Well, we did what you wanted. You can pre-order the film Reflections and Warnings, A Legacy of Freedom That Will Live On with Aaron Russo, with all the key info about the Women's Lib movement being CIA. Let's go ahead and play that trailer. Right now, here is the trailer. It's actually on that Yahoo shopping cart page. Yeah, here it is. We've got it up on YouTube. Let's have this go viral before they delete it. Who knows? Maybe I'm not allowed to show my interview with Aaron Russo. Anyways, back it up. Back it up. Let's start it over here because I was talking. Again, Here it is while it's on YouTube. See it while you can. Here's the trailer. Here it is.
You rolling?
Aaron Russo, the founder of a nationwide movement to end the private Federal Reserve.
They have all the money they want. They can make all the money they want. They have a machine that can make all the money. It's not about money. It's about control. It's about their vision of how they want to see the world.
This was Aaron Russo's final videotaped interview.
The whole agenda is to create a one-world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips. And this is getting me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish.
With never-before-seen sections of the historic interview.
Ferris Air is poison to our country. Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded women's lib. They do whatever they want to do. What we want doesn't matter anymore. It's their agenda. It's their plans that matter.
Released in full for the first time.
What happened on 9/11 is a phony, you know, and we've never learned the truth about 9/11. You hear George Bush saying democracy means freedom. No, democracy equals new world order. I believe God put me on this earth to be the best person I could be and put everybody on this earth to be the best they could be.
You have to stand up for what's right in life. And unless you do that, you're nothing.
Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo. Coming to the InfoWar, June 3rd, 2009.
All right, I'm not going to do overdrive. I promise to Charles and Tony and John and Steve and everybody, call me tomorrow. You'll go ahead of the line. Great job, Rob Du. Hey, what do you think of the new, you've seen the new Aaron Russo film.
I came in this one morning and watched the whole thing. It was awesome. There's nobody here in the office, and I just sat down and watched it. It was great.
God bless you all. Get it on DVD.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Transmission continues. Infowars.com. Get
Many
it.
Human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the raworganicvegansuperfoods.com link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you got to check this out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com. Again, that website is raworganicvegansuperfoods.com.